Danny, since you were on already, would you like to open us up with a word of prayer and also then to share what's on your heart?
Of
Would you like to
course.
do
Yes.
that? Excuse me. First, let me say, today is what date is it?
The 19th today.
19th of March, 2026, and it's Zoom fellowship time, and it's 7 p.m. English time, 7:15 actually soon. English time. So, Danny, please go ahead, brother.
Bless you, bro. All right. So God bless you all. And so Heavenly Father, I thank you for this wonderful evening that we get to come together, God, and have fellowship and time together to encourage one another and to speak what you're putting in our hearts to speak, God. So I just thank you for that great encouragement and focus and desire towards you that you are continuing to work in us, both to will and to do of your good pleasure, God. So thank you for each person that's joined, that you bless them greatly, God, that you continue to encourage them greatly, and that you work in them and give them the desires of their heart as they continue to put you first, God, because you're the one directing our feet as we trust you. So thank you for this wonderful time of fellowship with great expectancy upon you, knowing that you hear us and you go before us to prepare our way. So yeah, thank you, God, for this great Zoom fellowship. So I really thank you for this in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. Amen. All right. So God bless you all. And so obviously tonight it will only be me because Amber's gone with my mum up to the airport. I think they take it in turns driving. So it's great. I know Dad's had a fantastic time away. Been greatly encouraged. Yes, fire of the Lord, Frank. Bless you, brother. Greatly encouraged. I don't know if everyone's heard some of the sharings, but it's been great seeing what God is doing, and how he continues to work greatly when we keep him first, when we look only to him. God keeps us busy and he gives us his preordained works, and it's just setting our heart and our sight towards him and his will in our life, because we don't want to be distracted. It's easily to be distracted, but we can really be, you know, having that eye single, focused upon God and carrying out what he's putting in our hearts to do each day. And so again, like for me, it's been a great, great week. This week has been a very, very busy week at work, but God again continues to open great doors for me to share and encourage people and just to really live a life lived and, you know, to be bold in what I'm doing each and every day and just, you know, doing everything heartedly unto God as we should. Each day we live unto God. And so in everything that we do it unto him, because there's great, you know, love and discipline within that, because he's showing us what to do and, just focusing on who we are in Christ, that we are as he is and that we're able to do great and mighty things, which we know not because we go unto God and we got the faith and the partakership of really walking by the Spirit of God. And so that's what we set to do each day, to be led of that Spirit in whatever we may be doing. We can be led of the Spirit of God. And so just continuing in doing this and, you know, looking to, you know, praying for the laborers and just honoring God with my substance and really focusing on the goals and desires that God has put in my heart for new laborers and just for, you know, those new fellowships and seeing people really walk with God and having their relationship with him. Because, you know, I'm blessed because I decided, and so now I can really encourage others. And so that's my desire, especially with the youth. Again, I know there's many youth that need to hear this truth that we know, what we hear, not from the churches, but the truth that, you know, you receive the Spirit of God and you trust God in all things. You can walk with him. You know, it's God doing the work in our life. And so I'm just so thankful and grateful for know, what we've received. You know, we've been taught some really, really great stuff, and we can really change our lives when we practice this way with all our heart unto God, you know, like with our faith and confession. Like, it's just a really, really powerful thing, because it keeps things in order. Like, we can keep the order with our words in our life, and the focus being upon God and being around the believers, so that we're encouraging one another and knowing that, you know, we're all in the same boat, and we just need to walk together in like-mindedness, and, you know that God is working in each and every one of us. And so we're all able ministers. We're all able to walk by the Spirit of God, and every amount of Spirit of God has been measured equally. No one has more than another, and it's just believing who we are and who we've called to be this day, which is children of God. And so let's take that authority back. Let's rise up with our confession and faith by saying it with our mouth, and not only saying it, but we're walking it out also within our life and living. And, you know, again, it's what we're doing with God. Like, he rewards them that diligently seek him. So let's seek him. Let's get the word from God, the bread that we are being sustained with spiritually, and that we don't neglect those spiritual exercises which keep us on fire, which keep us tapped in and not wavering, but being fully persuaded in every area of the words that we're receiving. So again, we can understand that once we start saying, God is the one that is going to give increase to what we're saying, to what we're acting upon. So we need to be diligent to what, you know, what's going on. Like, as in, if we're all over the shop because many things are going on, we're not going to be fully directed. So, you know, sometimes we have to be, you know, that singleness of mind upon God, and it's in that moment where God can direct your steps. And so that's just how we practice each and every day. And so, like, again, he is really going to cause us to expand in every area of our life, and we just need to keep our heart and our mind and our confession in the same place. And we don't need to be up and down. And if it feels like you're up and down, again, it's okay. Like, we just continue to say it with our mouth. And we be bold with it, you know, because we have great power living within us, and we just need to release it and walk it out. So it's just great. Again, and again, it's seeing that we're free in that, you know, in everything that we're doing, we've been set free. You know, we can really enjoy every day, you know. We can really be inspired. Like, God wants to inspire us. God wants us happy, blessed. And so this is what we can have now. And it's just down to us to walk that out and say it from our mouth, and not be so subject to feelings, because feelings can override. Feelings are there, you know, and sometimes it's not allowing that feeling to override, you know, and we can do that. That's why speaking in tongues is very, very powerful. And so that's what I do. I speak in tongues. And so again, it's just what a great walk, because there's no judgment. Like, God's not judging us. And, you know, that's another thing to remember. Like, he's not looking down upon us. Like, he is, loves us so much, and is, that's powerful in itself. And just really not, let's not miss out what's being encouraged here. Like, really, like, for me, I'm like, God, I want to get everything that's for me. Like, when I go to dad, I'm like, God, I want to get everything. When I hear you guys, God, give me everything that I need. Like, hit me in my heart. And he does. He puts it in my heart. And sometimes I just know what to do. And I do it and see the great benefit and the blessing. And that's what I see. Like, the intention of God's heart for us is to bless and to be happy. And when we're really tapped in, that's what it is. And nothing can change that. Even when, like, the biggest circumstance comes up, it's like peace like a river in all things. Like, unshakable, unmovable in the storm, like Christ was, you know, when he was in the boat, or when he was in the position of, he said, you know, the girl is not dead, but asleep, and they all laughed at him. Like, there are moments that could make us feel not good, you know, but he given us a great example of how we can be. And so, like, we follow, that's why we follow Christ, and that our desire, which is like what I'm seeing more as I'm going to God, is like, it's having people come to this knowledge of truth. It's having people reconciled and allowing God to take control of, you know, their leading of life. That's the whole point. Like, 'cause God's leading us when we're being led of the Spirit, in the sense of we're doing it. If I'm living like the world, I'm not being led of the Spirit, am I? And so I know that because I've lived both lives. I've lived in and out. And so I do know, I do see, and I can really take it for myself in the sense, and I'm just sharing it, my life, because I know that we can really walk with great authority. And especially when we're all like-minded, just like in the book of Acts, you know, they continue steadfastly with the apostles' doctrine, no breaking of bread, fellowshipping, and like, that's what we do, and we be blessed in all that we do. And if there's things that come up, we can speak to it, we can come together. And you know, like, what did they do with the walls of Jericho? They come together, they walked around it, and they listened to the instruction, and the walls come down, right? So that's what we do, and it's even on a greater level for us this day, because we're in the age of grace. We have so much favor, so God is gonna more likely much more do when we're being led of him, when he's directing us. So yeah, it's just great. This is a great life that we lived, and I'm super blessed. And you know, I'm seeing my wife being super blessed, like, in what she's doing, and it's just great seeing my mum, my dad, the people that come to our fellowship blessed, prospering. Yeah, things are coming up, but they just don't last. They can't last. Because greater is he that's in us than he that's in this world. And that is the truth. And I know sometimes, like, I've been put in positions where I get challenged in that faith, but that's where it comes out, through that relationship, speaking in tongues, praying. It has a big partake in my life, and I love to do those things. And God puts it in my heart to do, because they can be easily neglected, speaking in tongues and, you know, praying for specific things. It can go sometimes, like, that's just for me and, like, for me and what I've seen in my walk. And so, like, I know if I endeavor to put in the practice and the time, I'm going to get out of that. You know, it's like in sport. I learn it through sport. If I want to be good at something, you have to put the time in. You have to put the hours in, unfortunately. It's like Thailand. If I want to be the best, I need to put the hours in. I need to do the complex job to have the best name and to have the best reputation. You know, if I'm sloppy and not putting 100% in, I'm not going to be at the full capacity, not going to have a good word said about me. And why? All because of a lack of effort and motivation. And that's not what we need. And the Spirit of God does not encourage that. And we got the Spirit of God, so we can be energized. We can be blessed and happy. And yes, it can be tough sometimes, but when you push past it, you see. And you're just like, wow, thank you, God. And that's where I'm going to continue to be. It's like, at the moment, God's got me exercising, and I'm doing 100 push-ups every day, and some days I'm like, man, I can't do this. But once I get past the first 20, I'm like, glad I did it. I'm glad I was consistent in my move of continuing to exercise, because some days I don't want to do it. But having consistency, you know, don't neglect the connection, you know, to connect and to be encouraged, and to, if you need ministering, to be ministered to. You know, to go to God in all things. And that's just like what's in my heart, because we've all been given that, you know, that what word am I looking for? Availability to really walk with God and to really, you know, live this life in full abundance. And it just comes down to our heart and our mind and just really walking with God on each thing, you know. And we can do that because Christ did it, and we can do the same works as Christ. And that's what you got to believe. And when I'm put in positions, I got to believe that over than what's being presented to me. And sometimes in the flesh, it can be hard. But what I'm saying is that we can really be strong in these areas and be bold. Because the righteous are as bold as a lion. And guess what? We are all righteous because of Christ. So we can be as bold as a lion. If, even if you wasn't bold yesterday and you want to be bold today, be bold. Just, you know, don't let that hold you back either. Because I've had those sort of things hold me back. Oh, well, you, all of a sudden now you want to be bold. No, you've got to be bold and take that step. Take that leap of faith. And that's my encouragement. That's what's on my heart. And I love each and every one of you. And just continue to be led of God. Continue to speak by the Spirit of God. Because you are as he is. And so, like, let's reconcile them. Because we've all been given that ministry to reconcile men and women back to God. So let's pray for the laborers. Let's pray, like, my prayer is as well, is just, like, God, send them that are going to walk with you and have the heart like me and believers, me and the believers, God, like, give us the same heart. And God knows where they are. God knows. And so he definitely sends them. And so just keep praying, keep expecting. Even if they don't come to fellowship, at least you get them to God. And that's my heart. But, like, obviously the heart is to have many, many fellowship, like, key leaders, like me. That's how I see it. To see myself, like, and to see, like, my wife or, like, my dad or Sangha. Stephen, you know, the believers in India, and they're there, and it's just really desiring this to God, like, and that's what I'm seeing more and more each day. So, we're not defeated. We are more than victorious in everything, and God has given us the wisdom. He's given us the authority with our words and going to him, and it's just down to us. And so that's what I see, and that's what God's doing in my life. He's blessing us greatly, like the Keely who comes to fellowship. Her and her family are doing just great, and they're on fire, and they're hungry, really, really hungry. And again, you know, those that hunger and thirst shall be filled. And it's just great, because God knows where they are. So yeah, that's what's on my heart, Brother Carl Morton. I love each and every one of you. And that's the only tour you're getting tonight. So unless that comes on later. They might come on, I don't know. So we'll see. Maybe 9:30, 10, if we pray. Bless you guys.
Bless you too, Daniel. Thank you so much for sharing. And yes, while you were sharing, I was actually texting with Lawrence. And 10 minutes ago, he was about Germany. And he said that landing in London at 7:16, so that means as you suggested, like in 45 minutes he will be there, and 2 hours from there plus we will hopefully see him at fellowship later on. But still, thank you again, Danny. Wonderful sharing, and I'm so blessed with those pictures that you're sending from your work. I've seen them, and I'm amazed, and I'm impressed by the details in which you do things. And those tiles, the way you place them, so much. It's so beautiful. It's so perfect done. And it's done with the labor of love. So that really blesses me to see the perfectness in your work and how you present it, because that's just your heart. That's the way you are. You are just a workmanship of God. So thank you again. That's beautiful. Talking about workmanship, last week I had a chat with Jason, and we, towards the end of the fellowship, we prayed for the weather, because last Thursday it was really stormy weather, and it was raining crosswind here on this part of the world. So we definitely needed to pray for the weather. And today it's been a lovely spring day. Normally March can be both ways. You can wake up in the morning and it's 4 inches of snow on the ground. But then again, you can have the most beautiful spring weather. Today we had 12 degrees, no wind, 12 degrees in Fahrenheit, that's 51 as far as I've checked out. And blue sky, sunny, it was just gorgeous. So I did some garden work and it was nice being outside and enjoy the weather. So talking about Drayson, my brother, if you are available, I'd like to hear from you. And I know that you pray for the weather a lot because you work outside and you are kind of based, your work is based on nice weather. So last week we prayed for nice weather and about it didn't take many hours after we prayed last Thursday till it really calmed down, and it's been gradually growing nicer and nicer and nicer until today it was just beautiful. So Jason, how's your day been, brother?
Hey, come on. Yeah, thanks for the reminder of that. We've had two nice days yesterday and today over here as well. It's been great. I think the storm tried to persist after that, but you know what once believers have gotten it with faith, that whatever it is that's in front of us is weakened anyway, because we stood in our authority, which is exactly what Danny was just talking about. We believe we stand in our authority as the children of the living God, all creation. It's like in the Old Testament. I've been sharing with people, even customers of mine, that because they all understand it's been a tough winter here. We've had rain so many days through the winter time. And I've been saying to them, you know, I get despondent as well. I believe, I'm a believer, but I still get despondent at times. I get a bit discouraged and whatever. I said, but since December, every time we've had freezing cold conditions, I've looked up and said no. And I told them exactly what I said. And exactly what I said was, I want between 5 and 10 degrees centigrade. And that is exactly what I want from this point forward. Not the freezing conditions. And I literally addressed these situations 4 times, thinking to myself, winter, so? That doesn't mean I've got to freeze, does it? No. Just because it's winter, just because the world says that, doesn't mean I've got to believe that. Well, all 4 times that I called for different conditions, the weather actually did change. Sorry, I'm moving around at the moment because I'm on my phone up at Lawrence and Kim's. Obviously the dogs are up here, so they want somebody waiting with the dogs and obviously be here when Lawrence and Kim get back. And Amber, they've gone to pick him up anyway. But just outside making a quick coffee. On about the weather, the thing is, we either take control as believers and believe and say what we want, not what we see, or we say what the world says, and which is going in contrast to what God says. And the world isn't worshiping God. The weather forecasters, well, unless there's something happening I don't know about, I don't think they're worshiping God. I don't think the world leaders are doing much of a good job at worshiping God. Because if they were, there wouldn't be so many wars happening. There wouldn't be so many bad things going on around the world. Not that I'm letting that affect me, because I'm not in that place. I'm in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And this is what I'm talking about. We stand in our authority. We're not focused on what they are saying, and we're not focused on what the world is all about. We're focused on what God is saying to us. And, you know, the thing is, when Jesus Christ when you walked on the water, when you walked on the Sea of Galilee, these guys had never seen that before. And yet Peter said, if that's really you, Lord, let me come unto you. He said, come. He's saying to him, you can do the same as I can do. So what did Peter do? He did. He walked on the water. But then when they were in the boat and Jesus Christ was asleep and a massive storm rose up, they said, Lord, save us, we perish. And Jesus says, oh, come on. You have little faith. And he just told the storm stop and it stopped. Is it really that simple? Yes, it is. And sometimes I think, but I've been rebuking this weather and it hasn't stopped, Lord. What's going on? And then I'm checking myself thinking, is my faith strong? Am I strong? Am I really believing this will shift or not? Okay, sometimes we have to endure some things. Well, there's no actual rule book written down. With it written down that, okay, this situation you can endure, but that situation you could, if it's in your heart to rebuke something, rebuke it. If it's in your heart to endure it, endure it. And that's the only thing I can really come to the conclusion on. But God is working on our faith to get us stronger in faith and stronger in faith and stronger in faith. So we come to that point where we're not compromising at all. And where we will be literally walking around and something will come up and we'll say, shut up or get out or stop. And whatever it is will happen because we commanded it straight out. We knew it would have to obey us. And you say to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and you don't doubt in your heart. What did Jesus Christ say? You shall have whatsoever you say. He didn't say, call on me and I'll do it for you. He said, wait, I'm in heaven. It was God's right hand side. You've got to do it. I've given you the authority. You say it. You say it. You say it. So we say it. Just like we confess Jesus Christ as our Lord. So I look at the weather and I confess, I don't want this freezing cold. I don't want this horrendous rain. I don't want this stupid winds. I don't want this thunder and lightning. I don't want this that's trying to interrupt the believers from doing what we have to do with God. Bing bong. Yeah, it's the big one. Doing the things that God has given us to do. So that really blessed me. You start really sharing on that, Carl Morton, just now. Because I totally forgotten about that. I think I probably forgot it because I was in the throes of such a beautiful couple of days over in this country where I was able to get through some work. In fact, yesterday I had a few things going on, but I was able to get some work done and praise God. It was more than I might have done if I had been two-way late. But thank God he brings us up smelling of roses every single time anyway. Yeah, well, that's a great blessing. We have actually got the power to be able to rebuke these things. We take control, basically, of the situations around us. Because if we're not, then something else is taking control. And if there's something else taking control, then chances are it's the enemy, and he's going to slip one past us if he can, and lull us into sleep mode. Well, God's saying, don't sleep. Wake up, arise, awake. He's asleep. Awake and rise up, and God, Christ shall give you light. And God shall give you light. And Christ is the light for us, for the Gentiles. But, I've actually lost count how many people I've shared this with about the freezing cold conditions I rebuked four times since December. And they've all changed every time I've rebuked them. But it's things that are adding on to stuff I've shared before with people. So quite a lot of my customers know what I'm about anyway. And okay, maybe I don't know if they've come to God yet or not. But like Danny just said, I love what he just said, because I love it if they come to fellowship. If they become leaders, they start fellowships up of their own. But if they don't, if they at least turn to God, it's something. And a lot of times I don't know if someone has or not, but they're not always that open to tell me if they have done. So, but that's fine, whatever. I'm still picturing a day when we're all gathered up and I see all these people there and I think, you did believe, great. And it's just the joy of seeing somebody else saved again as well. Jesus Christ's heart was the heart of the Father, which is all meant to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. And it's funny because today, a Muslim security guard, he kind of believes a little bit now, because I shared a couple of testimonies with him and it's blown his mind. And I saw him today and he said, oh, are you good? I said, yeah. I said, well, not really. I said, God is, but I'm not. And he said, you're right. Yeah. I said, I'm not good, but God is. But yeah, I'm okay, thanks. And thinking, it's right, because even Jesus Christ said only one is good, and that's God. He didn't even praise himself for being good. And it's easy saying, yeah, I'm good, man. But I'm not good. God is good. And it's because God is good that I'm able to keep going in this life and then have testimonies to share with people on what happened in this situation, in that situation. I even had somebody say to me today concerning the weather, and because I'd rebuked it, he said to me, oh, and now it's led to this, what we've got now. I said, yeah, pretty much. He said, oh, thank you. I said, well, no. I said, thank God. I'm thinking, what did I do? I just did what God said to do. I spoke to it. I said what I want, not what I see. And God did the other part of the action, which is, right, let's get this cleared. That's my children. That's my son. And like in Carl Morton's case in Norway, that's my son. That's my children. In America, in France, in Portugal, wherever, in Ireland, wherever part of the world God's children are in, God is interested in us standing on our two feet that he's given us to stand on in the strength of Christ. And to walk as literally Christ walked on this earth. Without us, this world can't hear the truth. They've got religion. Right, great, they've got religion. Oh dear. Do you know what I'm saying? Jesus Christ is the truth. Religion isn't. And even in the Christian-based religions, there's a lot of watered-down stuff, a lot of hoodwinking, and they're not really telling people the full truth of who they are in Christ. They're not really sharing with them, listen, you can do these same works as Jesus Christ. Listen, you can claim your authority on this, like we're talking on here. In a lot of cases, they're not talking like that. And I'm not going to knock them too much because I know some wonderful heart of people. So I'm not knocking that. I'm knocking the way the enemy uses religion. Like dangling a carrot in front of a donkey. And the donkey's going to go after the carrot. And, as the donkey goes to eat the carrot, he'd pull it away. He'd pull the carrot away. And it keeps leading the donkey, leading the donkey, leading the donkey. And that's what religion is doing to people. And it's not just Christian-based religions. It's unbelieving religions. Unbelievers have got their own religions. Yes, their set of rules of what counts and what doesn't count. And it's like that, carrot in front of the donkey. Leading them away in a different direction that's not Christ. So I'm really thankful to God because, well, what can I say? No matter what things get, like Danny was sharing just like, yeah, things come up. And as he was sharing, I was thinking, he's right, man. Things do come up, but they don't last. When we stand on who we are in Christ, they don't last. The effects don't last. But I remember today where it says in the scripture about the fiery trial coming after you. Why are you surprised? Do you know what I mean? There's a fiery trial after you. There's some strange thing happened to you. We know there's going to be stuff going on because what did Jesus Christ say? The servant isn't above his master. If they've done it to me, they're going to do it to you. And things like this. So... there's been all sorts coming at me. Past like couple of months this year, in some cases it's been situation after situation after situation, back to back situations, trying to hit me and trying to take me the wrong direction. And once upon a time, I might have crumbled. Or I might have thought, oh, what have I done wrong? God's punishing me. Now I'm thinking, no, that's not that at all. I know it's not. That's the enemy trying to lie to me, to convince me that that's what it is. So the enemy can shut up because I'm not backing down and I'm keeping moving. And this is the, what's the word? Adamancy that we can have. Not arrogant, but adamant. We're adamant, we're fixed, we're focused. It's like the Indian dog soldier that stakes himself to the ground and he fights until either all his enemies coming at him are dead or he's dead. And we stand in faith that way. And we know that we're triumphant in Christ as we do that. So, really that's what's in my heart right now. I didn't have a clue. I wasn't really expecting to be kind of called on this soon on. So it was a question of, oh my gosh, I need to follow on what Carl Morton just said. I've just been sharing with people a load of stuff recently. Some guy yesterday, he's got hip trouble. His wife said it was due to cancer and whatever. These are Christians that got people praying for him. I thought, okay, do you understand about the power and authority? So I just shared gently with them both, individually, separately, and said, you know, I've seen God heal this stuff, so it's up to you. But then I don't force it. I just leave it. And if they want to come after it, they can come after it then. So we make it available. But people are hearing that there's believers and we've got believing. And weather conditions and our words are powerful. People are hearing these things now. And certainly on my streets where I go, I know they are because I'm saying them. I'm not aiming for anything in particular, just to do the works that God gives me to do each day. And in the morning, Father, give me word before the words to walk in. Whatever you want me doing today, you work it all out for me. I don't have to work it out then. And I'm just going to go about my business that he has given me. And that's literally it. That's the freedom in Christ. And like Danny was tiling, I'm like that with my window cleaning. And I said years ago, Father, make me the best window cleaner there is. Even in the whole of Bristol. And I must admit, and it's like Danny was saying earlier, you know, you want a good name. Of course you do. If you've got a bad name, you're not going to last in business very long. You're really not. And many years back, I was making mistakes and it started costing me, customers. And when I realized it was mistakes I was making, I thought, well, I'm not going to have a business left, am I? If I haven't got customers. So I had to start from scratch. That was a very long time ago now. But since I started from scratch and learned and did it properly, in fact, the way I was shown to do it originally, without taking the shortcuts I thought worked, it eliminated any complaints. And so now for many years, I haven't had complaints about my work. The only time I've lost customers is if they couldn't afford it or if they've had to move to a different location or whatever to live. But a lot of my work over the years has become word of mouth, and like Danny, has just been word of mouth. And we're believers. This is what we're all about. This is what we are all about. If I can not give somebody the best, then how am I going to impress upon them the love of God and the love of Jesus Christ as seeing them as the best and giving them the best? So if I can give them the best, then they can know if there's a believer giving them the best. Same with Danny with his trade, same as any of us with any of what we do. And we're all in different situations, living wise and with connections with people, whether it's customers for work, whether it's a shop, whether it's people we just know or we're doing dealings with. We've all got something, and we've all got something to offer everyone that we have contact with. But just ask God to open the doors. and that's all I'm doing. So, like I said, that's all I got plenty actually, but it's going to take too long to carry on talking on that. I don't want to take the whole fellowship up. But I know, Lawrence and Kim and Amber will be back in a few hours. And I think when they do, they're hoping to get onto the fellowship if they can get back in time. So, that's all I know on that score at the moment. So, I hand it back to Carl Morton. Thank you very much for asking me to share, Carl Morton. And thank you everyone for listening. And I just hope that's blessed everybody. God bless you. I love you all.
Love you too. And yes, it has blessed us because your heart is just beautiful. It's running over. Yeah, the word is burning in your bones, as it says. And, you weren't prepared for me asking you where. And still, the word is running over in your heart. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Phil Martin.
And are you in the tour flat right now? I think I recognize that wallpaper in the back.
Yeah, I'm in that house, yeah.
You with the dogs?
Yeah. I had to get up here before Kim and Amber left to pick Lawrence up. Nobody else here. I got Rocky next to me on the sofa.
Yeah, look
I
at
got
that.
The big one.
Oh,
is this the big one?
Look at that. Yeah. Well, bless you.
And
heart.
Then Willow's over there on the other sofa.
Yeah, look at that.
That's the little one.
Yeah, there he is.
Well, who's that girl? Who's that? Who's that? Is that Carl Morton? It's in there.
Yeah. And way.
Yeah.
Well. Okay, thanks, Jason.
Sorry.
Thank you so much.
There you go. Oh, here he is. He's just looked up as well. This is not wrong. Who's that? Is that Carl Morton? Yeah.
That was a long time ago. Well, okay. Well, thank you. Thank you so much. I would like to...
Thank you. God bless.
And God bless you, too. And I'd like to stay in Bristol, actually, and... go down and ask Becky if you're available. I know that you are an early riser because of the kids. So you're also then probably an early go to bed. So, Rebecca, if you are available, if you are free, I'd like to hear what's on your heart, sister.
Hello?
Hello, now we can hear you. Yay.
Hello. I think it's because I transferred from my car, from my house to my car. And yeah, so, the internet kind of went a little bit, but good afternoon. No, good evening, sorry, shall I say. God bless you all in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. And, thank you for asking me to share Carl Morton, and, really appreciate it. And you know what? It's been a real wonderful, great week again. I've been really hectic, really, studying this week and really just trying, and it's just been really, you know, I feel like I've been very much connected with God this week because, we all are at all times, but you know, when there's just certain weeks where, you know, when I'm studying, I'm just asking God, you know, I'm asking him, God, you know, how do I, every different person has different ways of learning, right? They have different ways of doing things, and God knows my way. He knows me more than I know myself. And I've just been sat and I've been asking him so many questions, like, how do I retemorize this? How do I retain this information? And, you know, I've been sat this week just really trying to put my head and my heart into the course, and God has really just been showing up because he really wants, you know, each and every one of us to be happy. He wants to give us even the smallest of details within our life, because God is a detailed God. He really is in the detail of everything, but we need to choose to bring him in. So if you just leave God to the side, then you're not going to hear. You're not gonna have the power of God within your life, and how he wants, you know, how he wants to be involved. He really wants to be involved in everything that you're doing. He really wants to hear from you and really use your words wisely. He wants you to really have his wisdom in all you do. And when you are doing something, you know, like studying, then he is able. He is really willing and able. You know, I was actually when I was speaking to Lawrence at some point, he was actually saying a testimony from India where a guy had a very short amount of time to do a test to be a pilot, and God just gave him the answers, and it gave me such great faith and such great hope, because, you know, God knows everything about the human body. He made it. He was in the detail, and God is in the detail. And it just really, when you go through things like anatomy, when you go through, you know, the study that I'm going through right now, you really see how incredible it is for God to even just for God to form and make us. It is really incredible. And it is, he really knows every answer. He knows how the body works. He made it. So, you know, what best way is to really go to God and ask him and have faith. And, you know, this week also, Lawrence had a real fantastic sharing on faith. And again, it, right at that right point, I listened to this. I've listened to it about 3 times. And it is really about thinking of faith thoughts. If you haven't listened to it, if you haven't received it, Lawrence will know the exact one that I'm speaking about. If he doesn't, he hears this, then, or he's online, I don't know, I know he can get it for you. I really encourage you to listen to the sharing. Because, you know, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. At first becomes the thought of what we really truly do desire. And there is no substance to that. And there's no evidence of the things that we see in the reality, you know, but the faith is what is going to move, is going to manifest into the reality. So really thinking faith-filled thoughts and really speaking faith-filled thoughts. I really, you know, I can sometimes feel a little bit out of my depth within this. Like me as an individual. But I know God is with me. And I know that faith is going to really see me through this. Because it's really about my words and really just going to God. You know, going to God with it. And asking him for reminders. And we can do this within everything that we're doing. Whether you're, you know, I hear when Danny speaks and he says, you know, about the tiling, and he asks God, you know, the measurement. And I just find it really interesting and intrigued, because God can really answer us, and it can really build our faith that he is in the detail. He wants to be, but we need to ask him. So really recognizing that what are we seeking and what we're asking God is so important, because when we make that decision that we're going to live by faith and not by sight, that faith is within the mind, you know, faith is within the mind and we see it. No, it's not evidence here, but we see it. We know Jesus was raised from the dead. Where do you see that? You see that within the mind, within your heart. You know, you have faith. So why not have faith for your full life? You know, everything that you're doing, every little thing that you're doing is all about, and I very much believe this, everything is all about the mindset, about where the mind is set, where the focus is. You know, as a runner, that is a full mindset, you know. My body can hurt it so many days. But if I don't get up, some days, I didn't feel motivated today, but I'm disciplined. And there's a difference. We may not be motivated to do what we want to do every day. But when you have discipline in place and you have focus in place with whatever you do, you know, really the first things first is God. You're disciplined and you're saying, okay, God, you know, you're really doing your speaking in tongues, you're really praying, you're honoring God, you're doing the five fundamentals, and you're doing that with heart, you know. that's the first things first. And when you do that, then God is really able to really move in your life. He is able to really build your faith. He is able to give it. And if you haven't got a disciplined heart, then ask God. God, I don't feel very disciplined. God will give it to you. Or he'll give you something to show you that you are disciplined, but you just need to be disciplined in the area that matters the most, you know? So really keep that discipline first things first with God. Really keep your prayers, you know, that communication with God really so strong. Because that will bring miracles into your life. Your faith will just be built by having conversations, by sitting in just recognizing how incredible God is and how incredible that what he's made. He made this world. And, you know, my little 7-year-old asks me so many questions. Sometimes I'm like, wait, I really need to ask God or I need to come back, because she's got so many questions. But, you know, like, we could have days on some days, we can have questions, you know, and we can then ask God for the answer, you know, that with whatever we do. So I really feel very blessed, and my encouragement is to really do listen to that Sharon, if you haven't, of Lawrence's, because that truly did bless me this week. And really have that communication first things first with God. You know, really communicate with God, because he is able to answer your prayers. He really wants it for you, and he really wants you to have the confidence in this world. You know, that I really can see what I want to do. I can really see the path and the journey that I desire, because I have the faith for it. But then there becomes the middle part, and that's where the work is. And you can have up and down, you know, when I'm doing this course, I'm like, yes, I'm getting it. And then the next, I've got questions, and then I've got them wrong. Because you do a little bit of quizzes, and I'm like, oh God, like, where have I gone wrong here? So it's a path and a journey, but then it builds me up to then go to God again. Because, you know, life is really to be experienced with God. And, you know, I done a little bit of a thing earlier, a little bit of a sharing, and I said that, you know, that none of us are failures. That, you know, and I was thinking about that, I was doing it with the test, that if I fail, then I don't fail, you're actually just learning. You're learning, you're experiencing, then you'll be better next time. It's like a theory test in a car. Like, you can continue to do it, you can fail. But actually, when you get there, you're going to actually know much better than the person who may have just got it once. You know, and God knows how to work. So don't ever feel down or in anything that you're doing, just have a different perspective. Because God's perspective is the best perspective. And he always has the positives. He always wants you to grow and learn, and he wants you to really see from his heart. He wants you to not be thankful. He wants you to have faith, confidence, and trust in him and in yourself and in your ability. Because there's no, you know, there's nothing too hard for you, because you've got the Spirit of God in you. You need to believe it. And if you believe it, then you can receive it, you know, and you can receive the things you desire. So it's really, really about that mindset. Again, the mindset is everything, that focus, just enjoying the things that you're doing, even in the times where you could be like, oh, I wish it could be a little bit easier. But, you know, during that time is where you will really grow. And God really has such great life for each and every one of us. but we need to see it with faith. We need to really just put God first and see it with faith. So that's what I want to share. God bless you!
Thank you, Rebecca. Thank you so much. Yes, that was beautiful. And yes, I have listened to that sharing from Lawrence. It's beautiful. I listened to it twice.
Great sermon.
And it's very good on faith. Faith, I think it's called.
Faith. And obviously it was through the Spirit of God. Obviously it was from God, a sharing from God through Lawrence.
Amen.
I feel like sometimes we really do just take the picture and just thank God for the words that he's spoken through people, because he really is speaking, but are we listening? And, you know, so that sharing this week really did shine out to me. It really did, because I was like, God, you're right on track. God knows what everyone needs, and God's perfect timing.
Oh, that's beautiful. Yeah, that is true. I mean, the word of God is quick and powerful, and it hit me. It really did. It was quick to my heart, and it was powerful. It really opened my understanding as to, the word faith has come up on numerous occasions already this evening, and I've been also reading about it these weeks, and the issue on faith is really something else. We are... We all started off with, as far as I can recall, Romans 10:9-10. If thou can believe and confess. I mean, what was my starting point to believe? I was a pagan, as if there was any, I was the worst. And I didn't have any knowledge from the Word of God when I started. I became a Christian in my 20s, and I probably had pondered about the theme on many occasions previously, but it wasn't until I was in the middle of my 20s that I realized that there was more between earth and heaven than an airplane. And when God came to my understanding, my believing wasn't really strong. That's what I'm getting at. So to believe that Jesus had been walking the earth and that he died and was raised, that wasn't very complicated to my little bit of believing. That's what it took for me to be saved. I mean, that's the greatest healing of them all, to be able to be saved. And that's all God asks us for, you know, to believe. That's the only way we can please him, by our beliefs. And it doesn't take much, does it? Either you believe or you don't. Grades of believing, we can be strong in our beliefs. Steadfast and movable, yes, we can. Jason mentioned Peter when he saw Jesus walking on the water, all Jesus said was, come. And Peter, with all his previous knowledge to water, being a fisherman, he knew that that is not something you walk upon. But when Jesus said, come, and saw him, the master, walking the water, he knew it was possible. So he did likewise. And when we see other things being done in the Gospels, in the New Testament, through the book of Acts, and we hear testimonies from what we just have heard from India, and old time here from also Nepal and other places also, that the Word of God is quick and powerful, and things happen when we believe. And that's all it takes. We don't have to believe for things to happen, because then it's an act on my part. The established truth is already there. God has already set the standard for us to accept. And we believe it. It's like when you go into a shop to buy a suit, you don't expect the person behind the counter to make it for you. No, it's hanging there. You're just looking for the one that fits you and the one that suits you in kind of color and whatever. So it's just to get it, to require it. And that's what we do with God also. Any mountains ahead of us, whosoever say to this mountain, to this piece of thing standing in front of us, hindering us to walk forward, you can just speak it into being removed. And that's what we do in our walk. We speak things into being. That's the way Jesus Christ did. And it's a beautiful way to walk. It's a beautiful way to live. And that's the beauty of God. He made it all available for us to experience, for us to enjoy. He has made the path available for us to walk in. And in the footsteps of Jesus Christ, life is just glorious. We are to be strong and not being weak in our acceptance of God's already established, what he has established. I mean, Jesus Christ, what he did happened 2,000 years ago. We don't have to speak that thing into being. We just have to accept it, to confess it, and reap the rewards, reap the benefit from it, and enjoy it, be blessed by it. So, that was inspired by you guys, so thank you so much. That was wonderful. I'd like to go to, I saw Pedro and Anna is on, all the way from Portugal. Are you available, and what's on your heart?
Hi, let me put some light. Peter is not available, but I'm still available. I've been hearing and hearing the sharings, and of course I'm always blessed. And I've received also the sharings and teachings from Lawrence, and I'm thrilled to listen to him in the next meeting too, because there are things. Okay, Pedro is coming. Nice. I've been looking for some stuff about our new creature, the Christ in us. I have seen some verses, and we all know that, how could I say, it was a turn point in our lives when Jesus Christ gave himself in love and obeying God. For us, it's turning the page of our lives. We are having our true life now. We can do a lot of stuff with that spirit that God put in us, and such a privilege to know that it was from our freedom of will that we choose to believe, to accept. And it's a great privilege, and it brings a lot of good and important things to our lives. It's just like a package. We just need to go there and pick up and use it, because everything is available on that package for us. And there is nothing that God leave behind or hide from us. We can have the knowledge what we need to know. He tell us through his written word or by revelation, inspiration. He talks to us, to our hearts. So it's a privilege to know that we can use that. And he sent his son, Jesus Christ, as our Savior. And anyone that believes in this world and accept him and confess it will be saved and redeemed forever. So there is no need for any sacrifice anymore. He was our lamb. He was the ultimate sacrifice. We don't need to suffer or to live in pain or do this or that. You know, in Portugal, we have that saint they call Fatima, and people, they tell people to go there by in their knees, you know. So it's only pain and suffering and, you know, blood, and it's a mess. How could they, that's religion. They deceive people, they make people suffer, instead of telling them us that we are more than conquerors, we can live a victorious life, we can conquer things in our life with the tools that God gave us. But no, religion is dead, the world is dead, deceiving people and oppressing people. But us, as God says in His Word, where His Spirit is, there is freedom. So we are free. We are free indeed. We are free by Jesus Christ, and through Him we are seated on the right side of God in heavens. We have all that we need. It's such a bless. God bless you.
Hello, everybody. Sorry, I didn't listen to your sharings. I was busy up there, but I would like to just share a little bit with you from things God has been working in my heart lately. And mainly has to do with the speaking in tongues. I know everybody knows about it. It's no news for us that we can speak in tongues. But there's sometimes I wonder about if believers are used to speak out loud in tongues. Some are used to speak and to sing even out loud in tongues. And I believe that's something that makes a great difference. And I know also that some of us in the past had been taught that when we speak in tongues, we should have interpretation if we speak it out loud, or unless it would not be right according to the scriptures, because actually in 1 Corinthians 14, it tells that if you don't interpret, you speak to yourself. But that's in the context of a meeting among believers or even other people. And one thing is that it's different from our prayer life, you know. In our prayer life, when we are alone with God or with somebody that is in the same purpose of being praying to God, and we know that speaking in tongues is also praying in the Spirit, and that's what God wanted. He, as Jesus Christ said, He was seeking the ones, to the true worshippers who would worship Him in spirit and truth, truly by the Spirit, and that's the speaking in tongues. And another thing God worked in my heart about the speaking out loud is that if you go check in the scriptures about the first time they spoke in tongues, that's in Acts, as we know, in the day of Pentecost, they did it out loud, and they were among other believers, and there were no interpretation of those things. They speak out in the first time the Holy Spirit was given to them to manifest. And that's significant. We know from biblical study that the first occurrence of something in the Word of God has a special meaning. God usually does it in a way that something special about it is being shown on this first occurrence. And one thing is being shown there is that for God, it's okay to speak out loud, even without interpretation. If you are in a context of being worshiping God, that's what they were doing. Of course, if there is people that are not acquainted with the manifestations of the Spirit and they can think that like something that is not right, or can think you are crazy. They thought they were drunk, you know, in Acts. But that doesn't mean that we shouldn't do it, especially in our prayer life with God, by ourselves, or with someone in the same purpose, knowing that what we're doing. Another thing God worked in my heart about it is the power of declaration, you know. When we speak out something out loud, as God did when He made heaven and earth, He said, let be light, let be, you know, He speak out in order to be happen. And now we can do that spiritually in a perfect way by the speaking in tongues, because we don't know really what we are speaking, but we are declaring things spiritual that are from God. And we know from the scriptures can be worshiping God, can be praising Him, can be interceding for His saints. Whatever it is, God knows. The Spirit of God in us knows. But one thing I believe it's important is that being said out loud, being declared, because our words, they have power in this world. Not only the words we speak in our own language, according to God's will, the so-called prophecies, but also the speaking in the tongues is also one of the ways of God's will being manifest in this world. The fact that we don't understand what we say, or other people won't understand what is being said, doesn't mean that they don't have power. And doesn't mean that they should not be speaking out loud in order to what is being said, being declared in this world. Because there's spiritual power behind those things. Whatever we say when we speak in tongues is according to God's will. And there's a purpose for it, you know. We don't have to speak it just on our minds and hearts. We can and should, I believe, speak it out loud in our lives. And then comes, but experience is not, you know, a good reason for anybody to do anything. It's not a proof of anything. But by experience, I know that when we do that a lot in our lives, we really get much more efficiency on that manifestation. The speaking in tongues out loud made in my life a big difference, because it brought me to another, I won't say level, it's not a question of levels, but to a more dynamic prayer life in the spirit. It's very hard for me to just being speaking for myself without speaking out loud and staying for a long period of time doing that. If I do speak out loud or sing out loud, when I'm myself, you know, driving in my car at home, in my office, or when I go to the beach with Hannah and we take time to speak out in tongues, we can do it for much longer time than what we would do if we just speak it for ourselves, for inside. Because even the sound of it, it's something that make you do it more. You know, I don't really know how to explain it. You have to experience it to understand it. It's more dynamic, it's more alive, and even it's more intensive. Sometimes, the other day I was sharing about this, I went to work and I was really feeling down. I was really, you know, heavy in my heart, in my mind, with things going on. And I was driving to my working place and I decided in my heart to speak out really out loud and, you know, like, you know, crying out, you know. And that was a difference in my heart. I get it really, that darkness was chased out of my heart. I really get, you know, a great peace, a great joy, and everything that was bothering me was gone. And I believe that the speaking out with really intense purpose makes the difference, you know. I believe that. I do it, and I just want to share this. So if you didn't try it yet in your lives, go for it and look for it, and then you'll see with God. God will show you. And even, you know, having more diversity of tongues, which is great, because you can, you know, I believe it's a way without hand, you know. You can go from one tongue to another, and even singing, and there's an experience that we did many times, me, Hannah, and other believers, and we even had those practical sessions for helping each other, especially the new ones, to have more tongues and more variety of tongues and more being more dynamic. And the sound of it, the listening to each other, was really a great joy. It was a great joy. And, you know, as God says in His Word, when we praise Him, we can do it by the Spirit. Many times I believe we are just praising God, and whatever we are doing or saying when we speak in tongues, God knows, and is by His will, by His Spirit. So there's nothing wrong with it. Of course, we should, you know, take care and not doing in public. Probably wouldn't be understood and would be unseemly and wouldn't give a good report of our believing. But ourselves, by ourselves or among brothers and sisters in Christ that know what it is, I don't see anything wrong about doing it, and I really believe it can make it a life change in believers' lives if they didn't yet try it. And that's what I have to share, guys. God bless you.
Thank you, Pedro. Thank you, Anna. And I believe speaking in tongues is definitely important. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. No doubt about that. I recognized what you said about driving in your car and then speak in tongues loud. I normally close the windows, though. But driving in the car, even with the radio on, with some music, you can sing along and you can speak in tongues as you're singing. You know, you get the drift of it. It's fun. It's fun. So, yes, I wish you, wish that you all spoke in tongues. Wasn't it a prophecy by Paul? And he said even that I speak more in tongues of you than you all. And that wasn't bragging. It was just set an example of you ought to do it too. And what you're saying is right on. We ought to speak in tongues much more than we do. I take myself in losing it so often. I mean, now I'm going to sit down and speak in tongues. And then I grab for my coffee and it's gone. And I put down the coffee and I keep on speaking in tongues. Even if I drink coffee, I can speak in tongues. So, yes. I was thinking when you mentioned the first example of manifesting the Spirit was at the day of Pentecost, of course, which we know. And of course, then it wasn't a need of any interpretation because the tongues then was actually the tongues of the people who were present. So I remember one time at the Rock of Ages, many, many years ago, I was sitting like we all sat in the tent for the evening session, and somebody stood up and spoke in tongues. And I almost fainted because I thought that he was speaking Norwegian in tongues. Of course, he didn't speak Norwegian, but the way of pronunciation and the singing or the rhythm in the language that he performed was like if it was a dialect I didn't catch, and it was really weird. So yes, it is definitely languages not known by us, but known by others. And we know there have been examples where people have actually spoken in tongues, and people have been sitting there and understanding what's been said. So it's neat. It's very neat. It's God's tool given to us for us to enjoy. And I bet he enjoys it too when we enjoy it. So it's like a conversation. How can you call somebody who doesn't have a telephone? God gave us his telephone so that we can call him. And we can speak in tongues and talk to him whenever we want to. And he's always there ready to listen. And that amazes me. Imagining when I'm on the telephone and somebody either calls me while I'm on, I had to either make the decision to close the first and receive the second, or put the first on a hold and, you know, engage in the second and then go back. Think about God, how many calls he receives constantly, simultaneously. He just keeps on going and he's there listening to us all as we speak in tongues, as we pray, as we go to him in our daily, what we call it, devotions to God, because that's what he wants us to do, and that's what we are doing. So, yes, thank you. Thank you to Portugal a lot, and enjoy. What's the name of your cat?
This is Pintarolo, which means spots, or, you know.
It's a word for spots, but a little different. It's a name.
It's a Portuguese name, so...
Okay, sports. Did you watch the football game here the other day with the Sportif and the Norwegian game? the Norwegian front just really so badly. 5-0.
Yes, I'm from the Portuguese team that was playing. I suffered the first. And
you watched it? Yeah, so did I.
I liked soccer. Yeah.
It was fun though. Entertaining. It was lots of fun. Okay, well, thank you so much. And I'd like to stay on the continent, actually, and go to the to France and ask my brother Frank. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Well, yes, I knew that you would call me. Then, God is good and great plans for us, fire of the Lord to Danny and everyone. Yes, God is good and he has great plans for us. And I can say I'm better because I was not well yesterday. But I'm okay. I'm thankful for what God has for me. And thank you for prayers. Anan Pedro also. And we can say that we look only to God, we honor God, we speak in tongues, we speak the words from God by His Spirit in us, and we pray for laborers, and we connect to our leader, and we are thankful that God has a direction for our life, and that's good when someone has a vision, and we need to stick to it and to continue to persevere, and it's what we are doing now, and we are encouraged to continue. You know, we sometimes it can fluctuate a little, but we go back, you know, and we stay, we come back to what we are called. Then there are great rewards in just doing what God wants for us, because the finality is really doing. And Pedro was speaking about speaking in tongue out loud. I used to speak in tongue, you know, mentally, but and sometime out loud, but not so much. I will do more out loud. And God is so good, and he has great plans, and we need to remember the finality of it all, you know. And the finality is really the glory of God, the new heaven and earth, and you know, everything that are going to be new, you know. Our body will be celestial and no more terrestrial. Yes, and you know, great events are going to come. But for now, we are here, and what God has planned for us is now, you know, is now in this heaven and earth. It's a great outreach of laborers that are going to come and to rise up to God, and we are going to be a team with them, and we are going to be leaders by the power of God, and not by our own. And you know, and we are not alone in this work with God. You know, we have for sure we've got an individual work. But, you know, we are accompanied by, you know, our God put the body of Christ, and or he is articulating each one of us to really make an important part. And we are not more or less than one another, but we are, you know, as Christ, and we are really strengthened and transformed from glory to glory. And Yes, the future is bright. We have to know it, and God is going to really provide to us whatever the world is, whatever it's happening in the world, and we can say that a lot of things are happening right now in the world. But we just continue to focus on God, and we are God motivated and Holy Spirit motivated, producing from what God gives us, you know. And the best part that He has given is from Him, and it's His Holy Spirit. Then it's no more about us, it's no more about our works, but it's about God and Christ and the works that God has prepared in advance for each one of us. And we don't need to be jealous. And God, you know, has great part for each one of us to play, you know, if I can say like that. And knowing that nothing is impossible for God, and God, I was blessed to listen to Jason, that he was, yes, Jason, you know, I was saying that, I don't remember, I lose my, but yes, we have a great part to play in this game, and we are the winners, remember that, and I think that's all I wanted to share, and I love you, and God bless you. Thank you very much.
Merci beaucoup, Franck. Thank you so much.
Very good French.
Well, that's all I know.
It's very good.
My French is very limited. thank you. Thank you so much. And yes, we are definitely blessed by God, and we are all participants in this beautiful body where Christ is the head. And oh yes, we all have things to do. It's like a company, or even a football. I mean, we talked to Pedro about the football match that was between two teams in Portugal and Norway here the other day. And every participant in that team has something to do. I mean, they are not there by chance. They were picked to be a part of that team, and all of them have key operations to perform. And together, they are performing to their utmost, like us on this wonderful body, where Christ is the head. When we receive information from God and do as He tells us to do, wow, what a team. It's a dream team. It's a winner's team. It's the best there is. And that's what life is all about. I love to go to actually Jacksonville, North Carolina, and knock on the door to Judy and see if you are there.
Hello, hello. Can you hear me?
We can hear you beautifully. Thank you.
Okay, awesome. Well, I was thinking, what would I say? And I'm like, nope, I'm not going to premeditate this. I am just going to walk by the Spirit and just think, okay, God, what are the words you want me to say when it's time for me to say it? And here I am, and I'm very thankful to be on this fellowship today, and I'm thankful for the sky above and all the beautiful land we live in, and some nice, beautiful day today, where it's sun is shining, and it's 63 degrees out, which is really nice. Not too hot, not too cold, just like I like it. Yeah, so life is good. I'm very thankful. I started a job working for Home Instead, and that's where, instead of people going into a nursing home, they have people come in and take care of them. So it's been very interesting. It's very good and very giving. And, I got to sing with one of the clients that we sang, beautiful songs, Amazing Grace, and she sang along. She's 86 years old, and so it's really nice to just be there with them, and I feel like I'm ministering to them when I'm with them. I don't, you know, I just ask God what to do and what to say, and it's been a really big blessing to do this, and so I got, you know, certified and got qualified to go in homes and take care of people. So it's been a big blessing on my part to be a part of this. And one gentleman, he was 86 years old, and he's been in the Army for over 20-something years and has wonderful history about him. And he was very not very responsive for the last couple weeks. But when I got there, he started being responsive, and we talked, and he ended up talking to his son, and, you know, they got to communicate with each other and talk about some things they haven't talked about in a while. So I feel like it's just been really an open door to be there, and whatever God tells me to do, you know, just do it. And so I'm very thankful to have this opportunity to be, you know, go in strangers' homes and, you know, introduce myself and be there for them to whatever needs to be done. Sometimes, you know, you're cleaning and, oh, well, I'm going to clean this place and make it look nice and shiny so that everybody's blessed. And so it's been a very... very interesting couple weeks. So I'm looking forward to the time together in South Carolina at Myrtle Beach, and for us believers to be together. Who can be there will be there, and we'll be have a great, wonderful time. And Milo says hello. Right, Milo, you say hello? You say hello? I say hello, Milo? Milo, you want to say hello? Hello. Okay. Hello. Here's Milo. Yeah. Are you happy camper? Are you a happy camper? Well, I've got a different assignment today, and that's to help my friend who's, she just had to go out of town for a couple of weeks, so she asked me if I had to let her dog out. And so of course I will. So that's what I'm here to do. But, you know, life is an exciting adventure. You don't know what you're going to get, you know, like opening up a box of chocolates. And every one you open up is exciting. Don't know what it is, but, you know, God is there with you. He's there to give you the wisdom, the understanding, the knowledge, the know-how to do it. And I want to say, too, I went into this home, the first job I had, and the son of the guy I was taking care of, he was complaining about, you know, them sending in new people. They didn't know what they're doing. And I was like, oh, God, I'm not going to say I'm a new person my first time doing this. So I didn't say anything, and I just like, okay, walked by the Spirit and just listened to him and everything else and acted like I knew what I was doing. Oh, that was an experience. But praise God, I did it, and I just managed the time to be there. And he was hoping that I was going to come back and be another one, because he didn't want a lot of different people coming in. He wanted the same person. And so I'll do it as much as I can, but I'm going to just put on my plate what I want to put on my plate, because I pick my hours when I want to work. So that's another big blessing. It's like I'm not on somebody else's schedule. I'm on our schedule, right, Milo? It's just you and me. Yes. So God bless you. Love you. And have a wonderful day. Have a wonderful night. Love you.
Love you, Trudy. And thank you. Thank you for your sharing. Yeah. Even though we are finding ourselves in situations which we are not familiar with, as long as we walk into it, God will definitely guide us and lead us and make us winners. And That's what we are for. That's what we are there for. Like you started saying you're sharing, you didn't know what to say, but it was May. So definitely. Yeah, thank you. Thank it was you. Beautiful.
Love you.
I love you too, Judy. Thank you so much. Tusen takk.
Julika Mota.
Hey, still love your Norwegian, eh?
Yeah, it's very no good. Problem.
Oh, very good. Very good. Love you bunches. Okay, moving right along. I'd love to ask my brother Van Patterson if you are there together with your beautiful Brenda. And yes, he is, seems like.
Yep, here I be. So today, absolutely, well, this actually week has been kind of rough. So, but in reference to speaking in tongues, I can see the patterns. I can see all the paradigms and all the things that go on. And in my mind, it's doing this, you know, and there's a balanced walk that God provides for us. So he's going to show me that. I just got to stick to it. Don't give up. Keep moving forward. Stick to it and great things will happen because I'm not giving up. Like, today, you know, I fell into a couple things that I created actually on my own at work. And, so it didn't turn out really as the way I wanted it to or the way it, you know, it should. It was basically my fault. So anyway, that started it off. And then just, you know, different things coming in and, you know, you've got that, mental pressure, you know, but the good thing is I can remember and the speaking in tongues, whether I'm speaking in tongues out loud or I'm speaking in tongues as much as I can. And I have found that is amazingly growth wise, elevated my growth. I don't know if anybody else can see it. I'm talking about, you know, in my sphere here of my life. But I know when I can see growth in my life in reference to control of my thoughts, emotions, and feelings, it's amazing. So I know that speaking in tongues much, because I shared a couple times that I don't think God would have told Paul, because Paul didn't write these words on his own. Okay, just like we're speaking from the mouth of God. God's giving me the words to speak. He didn't tell Paul to say, hey, rub it in their face. You know, I speak in tongues more than you all. You know, he didn't do it that. He did that as an encouragement, I believe, to them. You know, I speak in tongues more than you all. So, you know, and then that section in Ephesians 3:16, where it says, strengthened by his might, you know, the inner man. You know, I've read that 100 times probably, and I guarantee if I read it again, there'll be something else I'll get. But last week, I really got a lot out of it because I never saw that with might. I just read right over it. Strengthened with might, you know, and it's by his spirit. Who's? God's spirit who gave it to me through the completed work of Christ Jesus. So I either have it or I don't. Okay, so I'm putting God to the test, and I'm going to prove him now, you know, with the thoughts and the thinking and the speaking in tongues and doing all the other stuff. The connecting is huge because it recharges my battery, and I get some things off my chest that I don't need to, you know, let out anyplace else. So it's been rough, and I know some of you guys go, well, you definitely do because God's trying to respect your persons. So he's designed us all the same. We all have the same brain, same mind, same body. Some of us might be taller than others. Some might be shorter. Some are, you know, different things like that. So anyway, that's what I'm, continuing to speak in tongues much, speak in tongues much, speak in tongues much, you know, and F this world. You know, I'm going to speak in tongues and just keep moving forward and not give up. And that's the biggest thing that I can say for me right now is what my father's working me. And this speaking in tongues is huge because I don't believe that it was, you know, when it says it appeared to them like cloven tongues of fire, you know, and then it says over in, God had John say about Jesus Christ that he that comes will, you'll be baptized with fire. Well, fire is a purifier. So if I'm speaking in tongues, it's purifying what? It's got to be purifying something. Okay. So, I mean, for me, I can see the growth in purifying thoughts and purifying, the way I think, the way I'm able to control my thinking. So I am speaking in tongues as much as I can, as much as I can remember, not keeping a timer on it. Some people do that and that's great. I'm just at the stage of, you know, knowing to speak in tongues as much as I can. That has been great, great growth for me. And, you know, I ask you guys to pray for my sister, the 25th. She's going in for surgery and, she's going to be fine. I'm going to go down there early in the morning and pray with her, but just let it out to the sisters and brothers in Christ, you guys to pray for. So, and she's not, nervous at all. Matter of fact, I asked her the other day, you want me to pray for her? And she just, she says, no. So I'm like, okay, well, yeah, but I'm going to go down there. And she knows I'm going to go down there at 8 o'clock on the 25th. So it's going to be around that time on the 25th. So anyway, just going to keep pushing forward. This is not my works. Speaking in tongues is a gift from my Heavenly Father. So there's no works involved here. And the things that are being produced with might and strength in me, that's all from His Spirit. My Heavenly Father's doing all that. I'm just free will doing the speaking in tongues, the inheritance I've been given and proof that I'm born again. And like, they used to say, all hell can't stop you. So, you know, and, you know, I know people who haven't spoken tongues, but I know they're born again. So, you know, God is such a good God, a loving God. One of the things that makes me the most, I would say the angriest, is when I hear that, you know, God did this or, you know, he gave somebody a sickness. You know, I mean, but I'm doing better in being able to handle that. Again, that goes back to controlling your thoughts, controlling your mind, putting a guard on your mouth, shut up, let other people believe what they want, and just move from there. So, anyway, the speaking in tongues is huge. Obviously, the connect, obviously, the honoring God, all that is huge. You know, and with the honoring God, for me, I need to think about more. This is for me. I'm just realizing as I'm talking. I need to think about more, where's my heart at? Where's my heart at when I'm doing this? Am I doing it robotically or am I doing it with heart? You know, where's my heart? Because God always looking on your heart. That's what he's always looking on, you know, and I can make mistakes all day long, but he's looking at my heart. So with that, I will turn it over to Brenda, and here she is.
Hello. God bless you. How are you guys doing today? The only thing that's really been on my mind lately is, of course, I do take the opportunity when I drive over in the mornings to my place over in Green Cove, I take the opportunity to speak in tongues, and then I also do my I Am confessions. I really believe in what Lawrence told us about say what you want, not what you see. And another thing is that, you know, today we stopped and our neighbor stopped and talked to my sister and I as we were setting out the trash cans to be picked up tomorrow. And we were asking her about her grandson, and he's in the military, and she was saying that he was going to another state to do some training. And I looked at my sister, and she, her grandson, is also now in the same state, and he is in the Army. So it makes you think about what is going on behind the scenes. But at the same time, we know that we serve a mighty God and that he already knows what's going on behind the scenes. There's nothing new for him. He's not surprised. And so, like I told my sister, I said, you know, we just got to give it to God and just pray over this whole situation. We know that something's going on, but what it is, we are not privy to that. So we've just got to trust in God. Does it make us ponder? Of course it does. But, you know, God is a good God, and he is a perfect God, and only good and perfect gifts come from him. So we just have to remember that. We have to put our faith in him and know that he is going to work out everything for him. And, you know, there's just a lot of things going on. I wouldn't say that necessarily that it causes us grief, but it just causes you to really just pray more. So that is basically all I wanted to share. And we will continue listening to the sharing. God bless.
And God bless you too. And thank you so much, both of you. You're always hot on the word. So yeah, that was beautiful. Thank you so much. And yes, God is alive and he's kicking for us. So yeah, I'd like to ask Daniel, are you available? I know you are normally at work at this time of the day, but sometimes you have the opportunity to dodge outside and give us a few minutes of your time. Are you there now, Daniel?
Yes, I am. I'm actually working from home, so I have some flexibility.
Good, bro.
Yeah, well, God bless you all. Thankful to be here. And, yeah, it's always a great, turn my screen on so everyone can see me. It's just a great, opportunity to hear what God is saying and, yeah, and just, and know the encouragement that he's given us. I think as always, it's the, Pedro's encouragement, the speaking in tongues, Van talking about it, it's a good week for me. It's been a good week to speak life, right? Just like everybody else, it's been a good week just to speak life, even when maybe circumstances or our emotions are saying one thing or the other. And, you know, it's really amazing too, when we make that choice, like what I'm finding sometimes is it's hard, like in the moment, you're like, it's so hard or tempting to speak death, right? Or to say what we don't want, you know, what we don't have. And, again, what our feelings or the circumstances are saying, but it's like in that moment when we allow God to really work through us and to, and again, we speak life, we choose and also have him help energize us, that it's just like something, you know, snaps and something breaks. And yeah, like so I was thinking about that. And, so this is a blessing, you know, opportunity to say that, right? To just declare out loud that God is good and he's, you know, in control as we allow him to be. And he's for us and not against us. And I really got blessed, Pedro, by what you were saying about just the speaking out tongues or speaking in tongues out loud. You know, that was, I felt like when you started speaking that, it was like my spiritual antennas went up. If that makes sense and anyone can relate, right? Like at least for me, I feel like it's always a blessing, listening, but there will be, you know, just oftentimes where it's just like, you just are like, that's God for me, you know? And even like, and what's cool is even when we don't understand it, right? Like again, going back to what Pedro was saying, like, you know, yeah, we've been learning, you know, about speaking in tongues, you hear different things, but just that simple, the simple thing you said about actually speaking in tongues out loud, right? You know, and that it's like the same as us making a declaration. It was just like, yeah, there was a connection there or just something on that. And so now I may not fully understand it and I may not fully, you know, like, you know, maybe even heard everything with that or comprehended it with my mind, but I know I'm like, okay, yeah, God is speaking to me. He wants me to, like, he's saying to me, he's encouraging to me, okay, not only like speak, but, speak in tongues and do it out loud. And, there's just so much good stuff that's already been said on that. So I've had some opportunities to share with some people too. So maybe learning to, someone said it the other day, I think it was Ethel, but I'm really learning to be patient and, see God, like let God open up doors for people to come and also laborers, like him to bring laborers. And I guess my sharing is, you know, I'm starting to see like little seeds, you know, of people that, you know, they may, you know, they look like, you know, maybe they're laborers or, you know, there's interest and there's God connections. Even just on Facebook, a younger gal, around my age, she messaged me actually sharing some encouragement. And so I messaged her yesterday and then she messaged me back and just, different things like where she's at. And so, yeah, there's a younger, I invited her to a WhatsApp call that every other week Danny and Amber are actually on too with some younger people and some of the Indian, youth there and different things. And so I invited her, but, I had coffee with a new friend and again, another like connection from a connection that God kind of, even drawing from that, you know, what, I was saying about Pedro, right? Like the kind of you, like your spiritual antenna. That's like what I feel like God is starting to do with all these people. I'm like, you know, I'm not like, oh, that is the one, you know, or that is what God is doing or, you know, the labor, et cetera. But I'm like, I'm starting to sense my spiritual antenna, you know, whatever, ears, intrigue, just kind of come up with these, opportunities. So I'm excited, to see what he does. And I think my encouragement was on that too, is just to continue for all of us to continue, you know, encouraging for myself, like just have our eyes open and, you know, continue to be patient and allow God do the work. That's probably the biggest thing that he's teaching me that's been a shift from the last couple years, maybe longer than that, is from my zeal and desire trying to do, you know, maybe not 100% in my own strength, but maybe 25, you know, and maybe something like something good comes up, right? Like there's a non-believer or someone that God connects with to me, or, you know, and I get to pray for, or, you know, whatever, maybe like Jason was saying, some seeds are being sown, but then I rush ahead to be like, okay, this is it. Let me, you know, just give them everything I have or whatever, you know, try to teach more than they are desiring or what God is leading me to. And so I'm getting some opportunities just to practice, you know, that, what we're learning, to really be patient and allow God to bring the labors and to do the work. And so, I pray, the same for all of you, for all of us, that we continue to learn, you know, just, God's best way, how to really practice it too. You know, I think, cause for me, it takes time sometimes, or there's a difference. Oh yeah, it takes time sometimes to hear it and then really apply it. You know, we make mistakes, we rush ahead, whatever, but God's grace is sufficient in all areas and all those things. So yeah, thank you for allowing me to share, to speak life, to declare that God is good. He's working. He's with us. He's for us. Not against us. All the amazing things, so many amazing things that we know that, that God tells us, the word, his word. Scripture has told us what he tells us. And, God bless you all. I will be in, South Carolina as well for a portion of the trip. So I'm excited about that as well. I'm actually from North Carolina. Judy, you mentioned Jacksonville. I'm from Charlotte. I went to school in Raleigh. So that's my old, I actually played basketball, American basketball, summer tournaments in Jacksonville, North Carolina. So I know that area very well. And, yeah, like I said, I'm definitely, it'll be fun to fellowship, be in the beach. It's a beautiful area, beautiful time, hopefully not too hot. And, just again, fellowship with you all. So God bless you. And thanks again, Carl.
And thank you too. And beautiful. That was really something. Thank you so much. Love that. Yes, let God do the work. I think sometimes I really have to learn to get out of the way, to get my foot off the hose. You know, this garden hose where you have to put the pressure for the water on, and then you're standing upon the hose and you're stopping everything from coming out. And I find myself in doing that so many times. I'm asking God to do things, and then I wonder, how is this going to happen? You know, you've probably never done that before, but I have. And
never, Carl Morton, never.
Well, thanks, Dan.
Just kidding, of course.
Oh, that was beautiful. Yeah. So I'm learning, trying to learn to make myself get out of the way and let God perform, because he's the performer with capital P, because he knows how to do it. And he's the best in doing it. So, that's how it's going to be. Tollett, you mentioned. I've been to Tollett, actually. I must have been in, oh my goodness gracious, I was in 1980. That's a long time ago. 1980. So that's, give or take 45 years ago. My goodness.
Beautiful city. It's changed a little since then, but great place.
Yeah, it probably has. Yes, I remember it as a beautiful city. And
Annette is in north of Charlotte, in Huntersville. Carl Martin. Okay. Yeah.
No way. That's...
Go ahead.
I grew up in Huntersville. I went to school there.
Oh, okay,
all my
cool.
childhood.
Yeah, that's where my daughter is at, Huntersville. I go over there a few times. I'll be going to take Milo to her before May.
Say hello to Annette for me.
I will. I'll do that.
Thank you. I remember when in 1980, I was still a smoker. And I remember the currency between the Norwegian kroner and the American dollar was in my favor. So that... the prices in Virginia for buying cigarettes was very inexpensive. So I remember, I bought a carton of cigarettes for less than a dollar.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. Now it's like $10 here.
And I quit smoking years and years.
Hallelujah.
So yeah.
Yes, I think you smoke Camels, right?
I probably smoked Camels too. Probably smoked a lot of shit. I mean, a lot of things. But,
I think we brought you some one time from America over.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you did, actually. Yes, thank you so much.
Yeah, right. Thank you, but no thank you.
Thank you, but no thank you. That's it. There we go. That's history. History and water under the bridge. Isn't that what you call it?
Yes, it's in the past. Don't look back.
It's in the past. Everything that's in the past, we leave in the past. Everything that's ahead of us, we look forward to. And goodness, I look forward to Christ coming back. In the meantime, let's enjoy it. I mean, God gave us the best, not opportunity, the best availability to do what he wants us to do. And that's just to perform his word, just to walk with him, talk with him, and be the light that which he called us to be. And he called us to be the light of the world when we speak the word. We are the light of the world as we are holding forth the word. I mean, we're not sitting there and holding forth and shining as light. Is as we are holding forth the word, which we are doing this evening. And it's beautiful to listen to all of your sharings, and it builds me up. And it's a wonderful situation where we can sit. I mean, spread all over the world, and we are enjoying each other's testimonies and how God is working, working within us, inspiring us. And that's beneficial to the whole body. It's beautiful. I love that. It's a beautiful thing. Well, thank you all. And we are moving along. And I'd like to ask, actually, Bambi, I noticed that you have closed down your telephone, which means you probably have already made it back home. And you are on your laptop back home in your home. Is that right?
That is almost perfectly accurate, Carl Morton. God bless you all. Yeah, I was working, and I did have to have my phone on and my computer, but I'm actually working from home today, but I needed to have it on my phone because I had to move around and do a couple of things. But yeah, now I'm sitting and focused on all of you and so blessed to be here. The Thursdays when I can be here and just focus in on the fellowship at home and not have to miss part of the fellowship, to be in the office and then drive, are great. Unfortunately, next Thursday, I've got to be, it's a meeting, at work, so I may not be able to join you all, for very long. So I just really appreciate, this time when I can be with you all and be focused. And wow, what a wonderful fellowship. You know, you all are so encouraging. I just know, Judy, you are just such a blessing, and what a wonderful thing for you to do with your time, to be able to go into people's homes and to bless them and to encourage them. That just sounds wonderful. What a blessing. They didn't even realize they just received one of the biggest blessings they can get from God, to have you come in their home and help you take care of their family members. That's just great. You have such a wonderful heart. I love being here, and I love hearing from you all, and was texting a little bit with Lawrence a little while ago. I put in the group chat for South Carolina, and Daniel, you should find out. You should talk to somebody and get in that chat if you're not in it. We have if you use WhatsApp, we have a WhatsApp group chat that we use to message one another and connect with different things, especially about that meeting. But yeah, I sent a message in there with Mango in the fellowship, and Lawrence put a message back that Mango was looking for him. So sounds like he has definitely landed. So it's been a week, and it's funny because I know exactly Van was talking about being focused and just, you know, controlling the mind. And I had to go into work a couple of days this week, and if you all know, it's quite a commute from my house. So I've got a good 2 hours, so I could drive from Bristol to London and back again and be at work. And I just spent that time. Lawrence sent out a sharing, one of the last sharings he sent out that he did, and I listened to it repeatedly because I've learned that I can really get more from the sharing if I listen to it again and again and again. So I just kept listening to it on repeat in the car, and I was speaking in tongues, and I had to go in because I had a situation with an employee who suffers from delusions of grandeur, to say it to say it mildly. And this person has just really crossed a lot of boundaries and done a lot of things. And so I'm speaking in tongues and declaring things and really lifting up the situation to God. And God just really showed me, you know, I wasn't dealing with flesh and blood. You know, I'm not fighting with a person who's being belligerent and doing different things. The person is deceived, and I'm dealing with a spiritual battle, and I need to approach it that way. And it was interesting because when I got into the office, I went into my office, and I always try to speak in tongues in my office for a little bit and pray over it and just have God bless the office and say, you know, this office is blessed. It's a beacon of light. People either come to it or they're drawn to it or they're repelled to it, but just they're repelled from it. But, you know, let my office stand out. Let it shine. And, you know, let the love of God just in me just go off like an atomic bomb everywhere that I go. And so I'm praying and I'm ready for this meeting. And the meeting is at 9 o'clock in my office. And the staff person is there because I've seen them in their office. And they never show up for the meeting. And I finally send them an email and they don't respond. And so I have to go to their office and say, hey, and this is quite some time after the meeting was supposed to start. So, you know, we have a meeting this morning at 9 and you're not, you know, it's getting pretty late and you haven't come back there and I've sent you some messages. And they looked at me and said, oh, I was doing something really important. It was really devilish and it was really passive aggressive. But the thing is it pissed me off. And I realized it was intended to do that. And I recognized the source, but not before I allowed my emotions to go down that route. And so for a little bit, I was kicking myself. Like, wait a second, I spent all that time speaking in tongues and listening to the sharings. But the thing is, there is no condemnation. And I know I'm learning this practice. I know we all are. But we have to really approach everything that we come into with that spiritual perspective. And I have stopped preparing anything before I speak, even if I'm being asked to speak on topics that are well beyond what I have the knowledge of. And in my career, it's a real in-depth profession with a lot of different nuances and a lot of different knowledge in different categories. Some of it is actually legal. A lot of it has to do following certain laws under Pennsylvania. Drafting some documents that are legally binding for municipalities, having knowledge about different data and statistics. And there is no way that I could have the knowledge that I have, even though I do have some, you know, formal education and some degrees. There's no way that I could know what I need to know for this job. Someone who has worked in the state, who is from here, who has certain professional certifications and who has, you know, maybe 10, 20 years of experience could hold this job and do the work. There's no way that I could do it if God did not give me the wisdom every single day. And I know that. And so I am better off not preparing for something unless God leads me to prepare for something. And it's interesting because he will. Sometimes there'll be a new newspaper or article or magazine that comes out and they send them out to people in the profession and they'll land on my desk and I'll feel inspired to open it and I'll just read something and then I'll go to the meeting and that will be the topic they're talking about. Like, God really prepares you. And so I had to talk today to two of the higher level managers about the situation with this particular employee. And it just, I prayed about it and spoke in tongues before the meeting and didn't really prepare what I was going to say. I had some documentation of things that needed to be mentioned so I could, you know, give them dates and times as was needed in this particular situation. But I prayed about it. And the thing is that one of the people, one of the managers is a little bit hostile to me, but I also recognize that's spiritual. And the meeting went wonderfully. It was perfectly in my favor. And, you know, they were asking me questions about this person and what was the solution. And they offered some solutions. And I just kind of meditated on it and, you know, stayed focused on God. And in the end, I said, the solution is to do nothing right now. The solution is just for you to know about it. I just want you to know about it. I don't want you to act on it. I just want you all to be aware and looped into the situation. And it was interesting. That was my reply. That was my inspired reply. But the executive director ended up saying, that's the response that I really needed to hear. So in every single situation, in every single circumstance, if we do continue just the encouragement that's been given here, and, you know, everyone's talked about it this evening, but it's so true, that speaking in tongues, that spiritual sharpness gives me the edge that I need every single day, especially when I'm going into this office. But those are like tangible sort of examples that I can give. But there's so many things that I know that speaking in tongues does that I am completely unaware of. I know that we all are. We all are. I know that I was doing a commute one day, and it wasn't for this job. It was for the other job. I was commuting in the other direction before I moved here. And I was in the car speaking in tongues, listening to a sharing, and I just got this inspiration. I even said out loud, I'm going to move over to the right-hand lane and stay there. And as soon as I did that, it was in the right-hand lane, a van flying down the road, speeding, and I don't know what they were going, but it was very fast, slammed into the car that had been in front of me. And that was intended for me. That was the adversary. It was a direct attack. And so many cars from that crash sprung out of control that I had to move all the way over to the car's shoulder. But it was in that instant that God gave me the wisdom that I needed to change lanes. But I was speaking in tongues, and I was focusing on Him, and I was listening to sharings. And it's just so very important, because that job was a really rough job, and it was a tough situation. And there were two ways I could have gone about that. You know, I could have been in my own mind, steaming about the situation, frustrated about the job, really upset about things that were going on, or I could do what I have learned to do in the last few years and recognize that I am where I am because God has placed me here. I'm in Pennsylvania because God has placed me here. I know that I've walked through some really daunting situations in my life, and I know that I always walked with great confidence in everything that went on in Nicaragua. I was very, very confident because I knew God placed me there, and so I was fine until God distinctly told me to leave through three different people, none of whom knew each other, but were all believers, said to me, it's time for you to go, you need to get out. And as soon as that happened, God opened a door for me to relocate, got me an apartment, got me a job, and it was just boom, boom, boom. Next thing I know, I was in Nicaragua. And so I've learned to just focus on God, recognize that spiritual element, and not focus on the five senses. And that day that I was driving, I could have been focused on the five senses. There definitely was a time that Bambi would have been. But I wasn't. I was focused on God. And I got the information I needed at that moment. And so I'm still learning that walk. There are still little things that, what is the phrase that we all use now, that niggle me? And the thing is, we do have an adversary, and he knows what those are. And so he hits those attacks just on the sweet spot to make sure he gets us, and we have to be able to recognize them and be like, I'm not falling for that. I'm on the higher frequency. I'm on that higher frequency, and that is where I'm staying. And that attack, it can go down. I'm casting it away and binding that, because I'm not dealing with that. I'm on the higher frequency. And so in the end, for my little situation at work, it did fall in my favor, and I'm still walking with that. But we have to walk in this world, and there are people who are lost, and bless their hearts, because, you know, there are times that people who are lost in this world come at and they're attacking us, and they don't even realize that they're attacking us, because they're not attacking us, they're attacking the Christ in us, and they're being motivated by the adversary, and they don't even realize it. You know, they're being knocked around, they're being influenced. And so, you know, in the end of the day, I can say this one person who I'm having all these problems with, my heart really breaks for him. You know, I see him, and he's lost, and, you know, he's trying to do all these things against me, but he's not doing it, and he's not going to win. He's not going to win. And the only way that he can actually win is if he comes over to my side, the side of Jesus Christ, and gets born again, and then can see with true spiritual eyes. That's the real battle that's happening, you know? And so just making sure that we have that perspective. And so, as has been said here, yes, speaking in tongues, because it gets us on that frequency. Otherwise, it's like if you're just driving around, you've got your radio turned all the way up, and all you're hearing is white noise, you're not doing anything. You've got to get tuned in, and you get tuned in by getting in on the channel. Then you can hear what's actually happening. And we need to get on the channel God, and we do that by speaking in tongues. It builds us up so much. And we do not know at what point we're going to have to operate another manifestation, and it is so important that we are strong in the spirit, because you know when you get that nudging. I've had it before in my life. Sometimes I've acted on it. I haven't always. I'm not proud of that, but, you know, there's no condemnation, and I've definitely learned from that experience. But there are times that God inspires you. You know, heal that person. talk to that person, tell this person this thing. And the way that we are ready for that, the way that we're ready to operate is to be spiritually sharp. And we have that when we're speaking in tongues. So do it much. Yes. Someone mentioned the changing of tongues. I've had that happen before. I'm speaking in tongues and all of a sudden it flips and the speed flips and the language completely turns. It's just something else. It's amazing when it happens. And so although I'm not a huge fan of my commute, I will say I know that that commute is a dedicated time to just speak in tongues. And when I'm in that office, it's needed. I need it. And I don't know why God put me in that office, but he needs me there right now. And so there I am. And so I'm just so thankful to God. You know, there's so many things in this five-sense world I can look at and go, I don't know. And I've said it on here before. I don't know why I'm in Pennsylvania. I don't know why I'm in the position I'm in. I don't know why I'm in the career that I'm in. But I'm so thankful to God that he put me there, and this is what he's shown me to do, and I am doing it. And I'm blessed because I know there's a reason behind it. And in my life, I can always look back. And at the time, I didn't understand that looking back on it, I can say, that was the only option, and I could never have planned that. You know, I'll close with this. Years ago, when I was an undergrad in college, I had a friend of mine, still have her, wonderful believer, dear, wonderful believer, friend of mine. And I'm actually going to stop and stay with her in Virginia Beach on the way down to North Carolina or South Carolina. And she and I were talking about, we were both going to go to law school. I did not end up going to law school, but that was the plan. And she said to me, you know, I don't want to go to law school. I'm going to law school kicking and screaming, but I know it's what God wants me to do. And so that's what I'm going to do. And so when I went to stay with her last year on the way down to South Carolina, I stopped and stayed with her for a little bit. And I talked to her and I said, do you like being a lawyer? Because she did go to law school. She graduated. She passed the bar exam, which is the test you have to take after law school. That's a very big exam to be able to practice law. And I asked her, I said, do you like what's happened? You know, you did all that. You were following God's direction. You're an attorney. How do you feel about it? And she said, you know, I'm really glad you asked that. I love it. She said, I just love it. You know, at the time, she couldn't see it. But now in her life, she's so thankful she followed God's direction. And who knows? Who knows what God's going to use her for or what God has used her for? But sometimes he tells us to do something and we're just like, I don't want to do that. But he knows everything. You know, I've said it before. We can count the seeds in the apple, but only God can count the apples in the seed. And I always keep a couple apple seeds on my desk at work just to remind myself, you know, I don't know, but God does. And I have seen it time and time again. I was really blessed. I do want to share with you all. Many of you know I've got a prayer wall. I started this years ago. I started just putting up declarations and different things. Sometimes people share things on the fellowship, and it really blesses me. And I'll make a little sort of, I take some paper and make something and put that phrase on it. One phrase I heard, I think it was Sandgate, but someone said once, they said, you know, in the beginning, God did not say, wow, it's dark in here. And that really blessed me. So I put that on the wall. So I have all these different things. And when I have a need, when I have a great need, I put that in the middle of the wall. And when I pray, I speak in tongues, I look at it and I command what I need, what I want to see. I did it when there were two different hurricanes that were going towards Nicaragua that were so big they were predicted to wipe the country out. I mean, they were huge. There was one night I was up all night speaking in tongues and commanding that hurricane to move. And I was in regular contact with Lawrence all night about it because it was a big storm. You know, it moved. I put a lot of things up on that wall. Well, when I moved from the apartment to where I live now in Bethlehem, I took down all those different prayers over the few years I was in that apartment. And I apparently there are a bunch of them, and I put them in a book, and I didn't even realize that I had done that. And the other night, I was looking for something to read to start a new book before I went to bed. And I pulled one out that I read before, but I wanted to start it anew. And if you haven't read it, it's called Atomic Habits. I highly recommend it. For those of you who are working on life changes, I think many of us are, it's a great read to get you motivated and to help you make some small changes that will have longer outcomes. It's not a Christian book per se, but it has a lot of Christian principles, and it's very encouraging and very easy to read. So I pulled that out and started to read it. And when I opened it, all those different needs that I had, all those different prayers that I had, they were in the book, and I pulled them out. And I just sat up and started looking at them. And at the time, several years ago, they were great needs. I was looking through them. There was one that said, the car is sold. And something else about it. Well, my mom had passed away and I had to sell her car and her car was in another state. The car was sold. Everything on that piece of paper was done. One of them said the house is sold and, the person who buys the house pays the closing costs and the house sells for exactly a certain amount of money. Well, I had to sell my mom's house. I had to take care of that. The house did sell and for the exact amount of money that I had on that piece of paper. There were just so many, and I look back on them, and at the time in my life, they were huge, daunting problems that I had been focused on, but by putting them up on the wall, declaring what I wanted to see and not what I was seeing, and speaking in tongues and lifting it to God, I was able to flip through it. And now there are a couple of them that didn't happen, but I can look back now and say they really didn't need to happen. They were not going to be a blessing to me in the long run. They were inspiration of Bambi. They were not inspiration of God, and there is a difference. So I just wanted to share that with you all really quickly. Thank you so much, Carl Morton, for hosting this evening for all of us. God bless you all. I can't wait to see those of you who are going to be in South Carolina. And that is my sharing this Thursday.
And Bambi, thank you so much. What a sharing. You are so hot. You are really an example to me and to many of us. I mean, the things that you experience, because you are so alert when it comes to God's voice and His direction, and the situations that you referred to at work, I mean, who would be able to know what to do in those situations? But you knew because God told you, and that was so right on and beautiful example. Very good, amazing, and that's good for us all to know that God, He knows for what to do for us, and even that car you were driving in the left lane, and you were inspired to take the go out to the right lane. I could relate to that because I had been in a similar situation. And even in a borrowed car, in a vintage car that I had borrowed, expensive like shit, I don't know. But God told me to take a left in a crossroad, and I did. And I was so contrary to my normal way of driving, because I knew exactly where I was going and how to get there, because that was a habit of mine to do that, do exactly that way. But I took a left in the junction instead. It was a detour, and it was took me, and it was a lower speed on that road, so that it would take me a longer time. But I had the radio on, and all of a sudden it was a breaking news about this train collision on the highway, which I would have been right in the middle of, and God saved me from that one, and goodness, I'm thankful I was. So, yeah, I can relate. I can definitely relate, and it's just a matter of being alert to God's small voice, because He's always telling us what to do, how to do it, where to be, and when to be there. So that is so wonderful to know. So thank you, Bambi. That was great experiences that you shared with us. And thank you so much again. So I'd like to go on to the first one who actually was logging on to the fellowship tonight, Zoom fellowship tonight. That's Chrissy. Chrissy, you have been so patiently sitting, waiting. And I'd like to hear what's on your heart. Are you there, Chrissy?
Yes, hello, everybody.
Hello, God bless.
How's everyone doing? I'm having kind of a moment right now, and just trying to keep myself really encouraged, and everyone sharing about speaking in tongues and growing in faith and confession. It's kind of like what I'm about doing and not focusing on, like, because I have a lot of negative circumstances right now, and it's a bit trying, so Luckily, I have some faith of a grain of mustard seed, and God's grace is always sufficient. And he'll meet every need, at, like he's done for so long. And anyway, yeah, it's just kind of a crazy, not crazy, but it's just a particularly interesting time, but it's very challenging in the same breath. So anyway, it's great to be with you guys today, and have a great night. Thanks for hosting the fellowship, Carl.
And thank you, Chrissy, for opening your heart like that. And right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, I command that circumstances around you to be calmed down by God's presence, and for your life to be blessed. In the name of Jesus Christ, and it which it is, your life is blessed, and it is. Say again, I could hardly hear you.
Yes, my life is very blessed.
Yes.
Already. And, you know, I just have some details to iron out. And it's kind of been a little bit of a... Anyway, I don't want to say much about just my emotional state's been very... tried lately, so yeah. Continue to trust in the Lord and not really focus too much on circumstances. And anyways, that's all I really want to share.
Yeah, thank you again. Like what Bobby just said about she had made a note, or somebody had mentioned it, maybe it was Angus, that in the beginning, when God had created the world, he didn't sit down and say, wow, it's a dark place, and looking at the circumstances and be amazed by that. No, he spoke light into the situation, and that's all it takes, really. And if we are in the dark room, all it takes is one little match to get rid of the darkness. We can't get rid of the darkness by other means, by introducing the light. And love you, Chrissy, and we are praying with you for the situation to be blessed for you, and for your life to be at ease, because that's God's desire for you, to have a blessed life. And we are all praying with you for that to be materialized. So that's how it is.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. I have a lot of great spiritual support, going on. So I'm very hopeful to see a lot of things come to fruition that I've been working on, and, you know, just staying in faith and really kind of speaking up for things. And,
yeah,
just really blessed.
Good. Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. Thank you.
Tom Morton?
Yeah.
Sorry. Something's in my heart. Can I say something a minute?
Go ahead, Jason.
Chrissy, is there anxiety? Because if it is, we can deal with it right now.
Deal with what, Jason?
I said, is it anxiety?
You know what? I just need to get a couple of things in order, and I'm not really anxious.
Okay.
You know, just to be real honest.
That just kept coming to my heart, so I just wanted to ask you that, that was all.
You know, I'm striving for that perfect peace as I keep my mind set on the Lord, and I want to experience that, and I'm pretty much not anxious, maybe a little bit, and I think that's nothing that the Lord can handle, so.
Amen to that.
Yeah, definitely. Okay. I'll shut up now. I just wanted to ask. It was all.
Wonderful. Thanks. Thank you. And thank you, Chrissy, and we will all stay with you. So, yeah. So, I would like to ask Mary, Wade, please, Mary, your beautiful heart, what's on it tonight for all of us?
Hey, Carl Martin.
Hi,
thank
Mary.
You for asking me to share. Hi, everybody. God bless everybody. Well, it's been a good day for me today. It's been a kind of a normal day. Things have been a little quiet for me lately. Nothing heavy going on, but no great shakes either, I guess. I've just been living life day to day, staying faithful to do the basic things that God would have us to do, you know, the things that we know to do. And really just going forward, just pushing forward, pressing forward. I think that for me, I've been a little tired lately, physically tired. And I think it's because of the time change. Moving forward that hour, you know, I developed a real habit this past year of getting up early, getting up like at 5 a.m. and I go into work at 6:30, and it gives me an hour and a half to meditate upon God, so I really cherish that time. And with the time change, somehow I got thrown off from that, and haven't been able to get up at that quite that early. And but I just I just kind of gave myself some grace and decided not to get too in a twit about it or anything, because I can be pretty hard on myself sometimes if I don't do what I feel like I ought to be doing. And I think that can be the case with a lot of us. You know, you see the things that you're not doing and you beat yourself up about that, or you know that you could do this better or do that better, and it can be kind of discouraging to you. But I just refuse to go down that path anymore. And you know, when times are quiet like this, or you know, I talked to someone at work, and this has been going on for about 3 weeks now. And when I first talked to them, they were on fire to come to my Zoom fellowship. I mean, they were just totally committed. They were going to do this, and they were going to bring their friend, and you know, just really, really, really gung-ho. It kind of took me aback, because that's the first time I'd had anybody express that much enthusiasm about it. And while I was blessed by it and everything, I guess I've just been so in I just know that people, even though they may have good intentions or they may say what they want to do, the proof is really in the pudding. And do they follow through? And it wasn't that I was doubting what she, you know, I was blessed by it. I was blessed, but I wasn't like all in with what she was saying. And I don't know whether that was just God working in my heart not to get too hepped up about it, or whether it was just me putting myself in neutral, because I wasn't thinking negative about her at all or anything like that. But it was just like, okay, well, that's great. I'm really glad that you want to come. I think you'll get really blessed. You know, it's not going to be like a traditional religious thing. You know, it'll be different than what you might have been used to. You know, that's the kind of things that I shared with her. And but she was still gung-ho, and she was going to bring her friend and this, that, and the other. And that the night of my fellowship, which was, I have fellowship Saturdays at 7 o'clock on Zoom, about 20 minutes before the fellowship started, she texted me and said that she wouldn't be there. And the first thing that I thought of was, well, thank God she texted me. You know, she could have just not said anything. You know, so I just stayed thankful that she reached out and texted me and told me that she wasn't going to come. And but that she wanted to come the next week, which was this past Saturday. And so I sent her the link to the Zoom fellowship on that Saturday morning. I sent her the link. And I guess, you know, the metaphor we use is crickets, you know. nothing, absolutely nothing. There has been nothing since that text 2 weeks ago where she said she wasn't coming. And I work with this person, and we have meetings at work. And in the meetings at work, she's been completely silent. And so, I mean, I don't know why I'm bringing this up, to tell you the truth. It's just that that's kind of how things have gone for me lately, is that, you know, things look like they're going to happen. It looks like things are going to happen, and then nothing. And it's times like those that you can decide which way you want to go mentally or emotionally with that, right? And I've just decided that in spite of thoughts that may come up, you know, it's like you can't stop some thoughts from coming in, but you can sure stop them from staying. And you can recognize them for what they are. You know, they're like suggestions to you. Like, you know, just things that come to your mind. And I've really done my best to just put those thoughts where they're supposed to be, which is not dwelling on them. Because I know what God's capable of doing. And I know that God wouldn't just jerk me along. You know what I mean? God wouldn't just, I think somebody was mentioning it about the carrot. And was it Jason about the carrot with the, you know, dangling the carrot in front of the donkey, you know, and then snatching it away just when you reach for it. You know, those are the kind of thoughts that come into my mind. Like, you know, damn it, you know. This was starting to roll, and then, you know, but I just don't want to dwell on the lack of things happening, I think is what I'm thinking about, and I want to dwell on just moving forward in spite of not seeing anything happen. You just keep going forward. And, you know, the God even says it in Scripture many times, you know, that to just keep going forward, keep pressing toward the mark, don't be weary in well-doing, because in due season you'll reap if you don't faint, and that God's strength is made perfect in our weakness. And, you know, there's going to be quiet times. And God even showed me in a little bit of a kind of a, it wasn't a vision like Peter got or like Lawrence has so many times, you know, it wasn't like that, but it was just God talking to me one day and showing me something kind of in a kind of a story type sense. He told me that things would be quiet for a while when it comes to my fellowship. And that was back in June of last year, and I haven't had a single person come to my fellowship, not one single person. And but I haven't, for the most part, throughout these months, I haven't been discouraged. I think this last time with this person that expressed such enthusiasm, and then to have that go literally go quiet, I think that it didn't shake me. I don't want to use that word, it's too dramatic of a word, but I think it just taught me that the proof is in the pudding. You know, the proof is in the action. The proof is in the action of my life and what I decide to act upon, and the truth is in the action of what you decide to do. And we always have that decision to walk with God. I mean, that's just the simple truth of it. And when we do walk with God, God is not unrighteous to forget our work and labor of love. And when we don't walk, then He's willing and able, more than willing, to forgive us and to help get us corrected back to the right way of thinking and the right way of believing. And so that's kind of how my life has been here lately. One little blessing that I got that happened to me was that, you know, everybody knows that I am learning the piano. I've been playing for about 3 years now. And lately I've been just gathering music for the future that I want to be able to play. And I found this person that was really a wonderful composer. And he changed his platform of where he sells music from his own website to Music Notes, which is it's a platform where you can buy sheet music from people. They put their sheet music on there and you can buy it. And I guess the person shares their commission with this Music Notes platform. But anyway, he transitioned to this. And he had a couple of music books on there of his music, like compilations of his music. And I bought two of them. And I didn't realize it at the time, but they're just digital books. And because of my eyesight, I have a really hard time reading digital music. Like, I have an iPad and I can put things on my iPad, but I've discovered that actually putting it up on my piano and reading the music is next to impossible for me. I just can't see it. I just simply can't. So it's better for me to be able to actually print out the music, the sheet music. But I couldn't do it with these digital books, and so I had to ask for a refund. And normally, my old paradigm would be just to live with the disappointment of it. You know, to say, oh, well, you know, just another disappointment, another thing that went wrong, another thing that is not a blessing to me. You know, that's my old paradigm. Disappointment is a paradigm for me, or was a paradigm. But this time I just, and this was led by God, God just put the thought in me, why don't you reach out to that guy? And so I did. I eventually I emailed him. I actually put a Facebook post first, and he responded to the Facebook post and told me to email him. And I emailed him and told him what had happened and what my need was, that I needed to sheet music, and that I didn't realize that on Music Notes that the digital books, you can't print them out. You can buy them as a digital copy, but you can't print the copy out. Well, this guy went and talked to Music Notes and got the books to switch from just being completely digital to PDF printable, PDF copy printable. So that really blessed me a lot. But then this guy did something else that really blessed my heart. He gifted me the book that I had discussed with him that I really loved, and he gifted that copy to me. That was $30 worth of music that he gifted to me. And it just really blessed me a lot, and it, you know, the testimony that Nozomi shared not too long ago, I think it was before the Lawrence's India trip, actually, but she shared about the dress that God got for her, that God made available for her to get. it brought my mind back to that little thing, you know, and it just really blessed me a lot. It taught me a lot, you know, that I can speak up and that I can walk with God and God will make things right. And that's just kind of a simple witness and a simple testimony, but God did that for me. And I think that's what I want to end with. And so God bless you. I thank you for listening to me, and I thank God for allowing me to share, and thank you, Carl Morton, for making it available too.
And thank you for sharing your heart with us. Thank you so much. Beautiful. And we love you bunches. That was nice. That was beautiful. And I just had Lawrence sending me a message that he was still waiting to be picked up from the airport. And Kim and Amber are obviously stuck in the traffic. And so we will see. I was hoping that he would be able to join us, but right now doesn't seem like that. But we will know as time goes on. I would like to ask ML. ML, are you there? Do you have anything on your heart that you would like to share with us? ML. Unless we can move on to Shelley. Shelley, you are on, and
I'm on. Okay. I'm sorry. It's just hard for me to get to my end.
Shelley, can you hold on? And we go for ML, right?
Absolutely.
I wasn't prepared. I just want to ask you all to please pray for me. I think it's become a real absurd thing that I still haven't been able to get my hip replacement. And you can ask Shelley, I've been trying to get this done for several years now, and there just seems to be roadblocks constantly to getting Part B of Medicaid and getting stuff done. But I can thank God that Molly is starting to help me a little bit. I gave her $200, and I'm going to go and see if I can get an appointment. I'm going to physically drive there to the senior center for assistance getting Medicare Part B so that I can have the government pay for the hip replacement, because I have about $50,000 worth of bills accrued, and I really don't even like what I've experienced from the American Medical Association, because I've never used it my whole life. You know, they gave me the antibiotics for strep throat growing up, but my neighbor was a carrier. She never got it. She just gave it to me. And so I had my three children at home. And God has always been so good to me. And I just want to say that he'll continue to be good to me, and that he will remove immediately these horrible roadblocks that are keeping me a cripple in pain, so that I can progress with my life. Shelley knows it took forever for me to get my right hip replaced, and I got it done, and it's great. I've fallen three times and it's hurt, but it heals so quickly, and God is so gracious. So I got to get this left one done, because this is just some kind of trick that happens to me, procrastination, and it needs to be out of my life, because I know that I'm more than a conqueror through him who loved me, and I'm very thankful. I got to run around with my friend Kimmy, who's a believer with three children. Jordan got her into the Word, and it's just really nice. We had a really good time. So I'm blessed, and I'm not going to let the circumstances of my life that want to make me look defeated have the preeminence. I'm going to manifest what God says is available. I'm going to get my hip done. I want to tell you people next week that I'm set up to have it done because I just can't wait anymore. And Molly's going to see me tomorrow, hopefully. And I will definitely go to the senior center and get an appointment. So I've got a plan, and I believe God's working in my heart, and then I can give him all the glory because that right hip replacement was perfect, and this left one's going to be just the same. So I love you people, and thank you for that. Thanks for your prayers. God bless each and every one of you. Okay?
Okay, ML. Thank you. We will be praying with you, and definitely that mountain will be removed and your situation will be bettered. And you
thank
as a winner. We know that we are all winners in Christ.
And that's right.
You are no exception in that.
No, you're absolutely correct. Thank you, Carl. God bless you.
And bless you.
So, thanks.
Shelley, now we are on. Avi, are you there?
Oh, yeah, I'm still here. Hi, it's so good to be here. You know, I just am so blessed to be here. Thank you, Carl Morton, for hosting. Thank you for everybody's amazing. Just, and I won't get teary, but you guys' hearts are just so pure and so true. You know, Mary Wade, you are one of the, last year when I first met you, your heart is so pure and so true. And you hold just such a special little place right here in our hearts because you're such a tender, loving, just so special. And you know, I'll claim it right now. Nobody will walk over you. Absolutely not. You're a beautiful woman with a lot to give. And what an awesome opportunity to hear your voice. And I can't wait to hear you play the piano, something I've always wanted to do, but you know, I just haven't got motivated to do it. And that's one of the things we're working on right now. I wanted to reassure Vance and Brenda that, you know what, everything is okay. Our military is safe. Everything is okay. We are very good. And one of the main reasons I personally know this is our incredible son, Christopher, who's a lieutenant in the Navy, is home now doing his shore duty. And I did have to ask, I'm like, are you going to have to go back? And you know, I mean, are they going to pull you? And he said, no, Mom, everything is okay. He said, you know, we have some turmoil, but, you know, he came right off one of those ships that, praise God, God is so big. He came right off that ship. And as he was leaving, the ship was deploying. And, you know, As a mama of a warrior, all of you also know this, that, you know, not only a warrior, but our kids. And this is a huge promise and the patience that God has for us because he promised and he continues to promise to take care of not only us, but our children. And our children are so fruitful. What a blessing to see this next generation coming up. ML, your beautiful daughters. I love your kids. Your kids are just fantastic. And Danny and Amber and this generation that is just right behind us, they're tender hearts and they're raising their families to be, you know, like-minded believers and standing firm on this word. But yet on the other hand, just like your girls, ML, you know what? My kids are taking care of us too. I mean, it's just such an honor and a pleasure to have these kids in our lives. They're amazing. And sure. You know, ML, you know, beyond a shadow of a doubt, you're going to get that hip fixed and we're going to start walking. Because I am not
our
sure my,
so blessed.
Yep.
The main.
You know, because we went to the same clinic. Your doctor did hips. My doctor did knees. And I'm telling you what, sister, I am rocking and rolling in. With my new knees, this is the time I truly spend with God. And it's not a selfish moment anymore. I walk and walk. And this is the time I speak in tongues out loud. And, you know, I live out kind of out in the middle of nowhere, but it's a really good time. And one time I was speaking very loud in tongues. And I came around the corner and there was just like 15 deer and they were standing there staring at me. They're like, what are you doing, woman? And I said, well, I'm speaking in tongues and you're welcome to listen. You know, I just continue to walk on my way. And I am so grateful to have this opportunity to speak in tongues, but that I know my children do. And this is such a great witness. My Sarah Ann goes to Richard Bruno's fellowship. And she texted me the other night. And she said, Mom, we were sitting around the dinner table practicing speaking in tongues. And she said, that was so cool. She said, I'd love to practice speaking in tongues. And I said, well, sister, let's continue to do it. So, you know, every time we get together, we speak in tongues, be it out loud or I speak in tongues out loud. And she follows suit. And knowing that our kiddos are okay. Everything is just in God's hands, and it's such a peaceful, wonderful existence that we have this great opportunity to live in this moment. And I also give a lot of praise. Ted and I have been married for, I can't ever remember. I think somewhere, we've been around, I think we talked about we've been married for 39 years and we've been together for 38. Anyway, a long time. And so, we really talk now and we see each other in a new light, but how patient God has really been with us within this marriage, within this time that we've raised kids, within this time that we did have time where we kind of weaned ourselves off because we moved up into nomad's land and we didn't always feel like we could do it ourselves, but it became an effort to go and fellowship. But how when we went back, God's always been there. He's always there. He's never left us and never forsaken us. And that's why when we think about what's going on out there and things might be shaking, rattling, and rolling, there's nothing to worry about. You know, there is absolutely nothing to worry about. He made, formed, and created this amazing life we have, and that peace that passes all understanding is where we bury ourselves, and that we know it's done. We have our challenges, you know. I've been tasked, you guys, to reconcile our bank statements and our credit card, and this is a huge task to me. Just because it's not really my forte, but I have learned to be very, very patient with myself. And I can go over it and over it and over it. And then I stand up and I leave and I say, all right, God, I don't know where it's at. You've got to help me do this. So today I just left it and I put in my earbuds and I connected up with you guys. And, you know, the finances, God's got that. There's absolutely no doubt that this financial situation is just absolutely beautiful. So my friend who also, I watch your kids, it's such a blessing to get to watch these little boys because I love them so much. I've watched them grow up. She's our bookkeeper. And she's so incredibly patient training me. And finally she said to me, well, here, you work on this until Friday. And then if you can't get it, she said, bring it over to me and I'll finish it up for you. But I'm going to keep going. I'm not going to give up. I am not going to give up. Because I've got to learn these things. And that's, you know, how God stretches us into situations that aren't always comfortable. You know, I'm really, really comfortable with kids and that realm. That's where I'm very comfortable. But now I see, you know, stretching myself into the financial part, working God's garage and having our finances really organized, because these finances belong to God and we need to manage them. And, you know, we're doing fine, but I know we could do just a much better job at organizing our finances so that we can be blessed to be a blessing. That's the whole reason we want to do this. With God, we want to be blessed so we can be a blessing also. And it's just been a tremendous time to give that over to God and see how, not only with the financial part, but with giving back of our time, the time Ted spends in God's garage It's just such a witness to so many people, and that's what he talks about. He walks in that amazing light of God, and sometimes people question. It's really kind of strange that people would even question why Ted and I get along so well. And I'm like, why? You know what? We've got that threefold cord thing. We are sealed with God. We took that covenant of salt, and we will not break it, no matter what happens. And that part of our marriage has kept us going. You know, and not that we have not. We've been tempted. We've been tried. We've been through the fire. Sometimes we walk away like a polished turd, but most of the time we have really come out really, really nicely. And I am so grateful because we see that fruit now, the fruit in our children, our children and our lives just emulating that. So I had this tremendous opportunity a couple weeks ago to take my youngest sister. Her name is Becky. I'll just share it with you. Down to Colorado Springs because her daughter is an Air Force reservist, and she was going to be there for the week, well, at least for one night. And I was like, oh, okay. I said, okay, I'll do it. I will do it. And I really, you guys, it's this integrity thing. I really didn't want to do it. But God told me, you really need to do this. And I said, Ted, I don't want to do this. He said, no, you've got to follow through. This is the integrity part of it. So she had, before that, had in February a nasty ski accident. I mean, really nasty. She tore her MCL and her ACL and has, just awful lot like what happened to Lindsay Vaughn, but not to that extent, but to the extent of where she can't drive, but she was going to do it anyway. I said, no, let me take you. So it was just such a blessing. You know, I didn't need to talk what's wrong and all this stuff, just the opportunity to pray with her and just be with her, just love her up. I'm 10 years older than her, and not that I'm a mother figure, but more that I'm a foundation that I know she can reach to, and that Ted and I are very, very sturdy with God, and we're very thankful for that opportunity. And her daughter was there. Her daughter's Gracie, and she's the same age. She's just about 6 weeks younger than my Hannah. And Gracie's going to have a baby in May. So it was really wonderful to be able to pray. I asked Grace, and I said, Gracie, can I pray for you and pray with you? And can we just lift this baby and everything up right now? And she's like, oh, Aunt Shelley, thank you. So having that opportunity to just be who God's designed you to be and not have to run out and rescue everybody or run out and, you know, drag them in to hear what God has to say, because that doesn't work. We are examples of who God's designed us to be, and we're walking in this great light, and we have so much opportunity to bless people by just being who we are. And I tell you what, I love being who I am. This is the best life ever, you know. When I used to look back and think, okay, 65 years old, holy smokes, you are old. But I'm not. My dad was 65 years old. He could outfish, out hunt, out everything, anybody you could ever mention. And so if we talked about genetic genes, I absolutely know I've got my father's and my father's sense of humor. I'm so grateful that I had amazing parents. And, you know, that set me on this course of where I've been able to really have the freedom to come to God and understand him through his amazing son, the freedom that we have been blessed with, the freedom, the authority through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I just praise God so humbly for his life and what lives in me now, because he would God would never ask our sons and daughters to do that for anybody else, ever. There was only one and only, and that's our Lord Jesus Christ. And I praise God for that over and over. And it just brings us back down to that very humble part of he didn't have to do that. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ did not have to do that. But he did it for me. He did it for you. And what a tremendous opportunity to rise and shine. We don't have anything to be afraid of. We beat back the darkness. We claim our authority. Stand in the mirror and look at yourself. You are beautiful. You're wonderfully created. And you're very, very individual. But together, we're this great, big, amazing family. And I'm very, very thankful to be a part of this family and part of the family of God. And how exciting it is to get to vacation with you all. Yeah. So I truly am looking forward to this. What a great opportunity it was to do it last year. And to see it come to pass this year again is such a blessing. So I love you all so much. Van, I will be praying for your sister. My time in the morning, we get up at 4:30 in the morning when Ted has to work, which I absolutely love. I'm very much a morning person. And he's out the door by quarter to six. And I have this incredible moments, a time to watch the sunrise. And this is the time I spend focused speaking in tongues with God and just a real focused time watching the sun come up and giving so much praise for another day. You know, that little song, Rise and Shine and Give God the Glory, Glory. Every day the sun comes up. Every day we just rise and shine and give God the glory because that's who we are. I love you guys so much, and I will continue to speak in tongues and pray for you as, you know, we go through this life and for our kids, for our families, for you amazing ladies who are caretakers, Ethel taking care of your mom, Sukina taking care of your mom, Judy, what a beautiful heart you have. I just love it. I love it, love it, love it. How fantastic it is that you get to get out there and bless these, especially these older folks. This is exactly what they need. And then I'll stop, but I clean house for once in a while for our friend Chuck. He's a family friend. And I'm telling you what, Chuck can be the grumpiest old fart and the grumpiest old goat you have ever met. And I'm like, and he starts with that. I say, oh, Chuck, just be quiet. Just be quiet. Shh, shh, shh. I don't want to hear it anymore. I said, you know what? God loves you. I love you. There is no need to be grumpy. I said, just stop it. By the time I walk out of this house, he's always, you know, he's always light and lovely. And sometimes you just need to tell people, no, just leave it alone. I'm here. I will be the light and lovely, you know. And thank you for you guys for taking care of that population because truly, honestly, that's the population that is behind places that people don't see, that are really in need of being taken care of, but not just taken care of, loved. You know, a lot of times they don't get that love. So thank you for everybody who is a caretaker and for everybody that's taking care of us. Then I'll let you go, but I was talking to my family, my three kids, and specifically, I'm like, okay, so, you know, I asked them, who's going to take care of me? And Christopher said, you're going to take care of all of us. And Sarah said, Mom, I will always take care of you, even when you get really old. Like, right now, you're just old. But when you get really old, I'll take care of you. Thank you, sweetheart. I'm not going to need it. But God bless you guys. I love you so much. Thank you for letting me share. And you enjoy this great day the Lord has made and as the evening closes, but tomorrow just get up and rejoice and be glad in it because this is a great day the Lord has made. Love you, love you, love you.
And love you too. Thank you, Sheldon. That was beautiful. You have really something in your heart. And that's the word of God. And that's God. God inside you. That's beautiful. That is really something. You touched me. And
thank you.
You touched a lot of us.
Thank you. Thank you.
And I would love to Ted as well.
Thank you. Absolutely. Yeah. Oh, let me see if I can figure this out. Yes. Thank you.
And thank you, Shelley. Thank you. We have almost been all the way around, and there's one face I can see that it hasn't had the opportunity to share her heart yet, and that's Ethel. Ethel, are you available, sister? Ethel. Lawrence used to call you my twin sister. Well, you're definitely my sister. I can't call you a twin because I'm not that gorgeous. But Ethel, yes.
Yes, can you hear me?
I can hear you. We can hear you.
Oh, my God. Okay, I know you're always calling me last now, but you know what? I look at it as the icing on the cake.
That's it. That's exactly it.
The last but not least. That's okay. I'm being patient. I love everybody sharing. And I'm sitting here thinking, wow, look at all these people. They're just blessed when they come in and blessed when they come out. Just like me. Thank you. I want to thank Shelley for, there should be a caregiver day holiday. You know, I've been taking care of my mom maybe, I think, 5 years now. And I told you guys last week she turned 94, and she still insists that she's 92. So we've gone through the agreement. We learned to agree to disagree on that. I said, Mother, you were born 1932. That makes you 94. Oh, is that so? I said, I'm going to the bank. Every time we have a disagreement, I'll just disappear. 15 minutes later, I'm back, like, oh, honey, can you make me coffee? Uh-huh. Now you want something? It's just the back and forth. It's so funny. And, you know, Shelley, you're talking about, oh, who's going to take care of me when I get old? You think you're old? I'm 66. I just turned 66, right? And, you know, I'm going to have my 8th grandchild any minute now. So maybe he or she will be the one to take care of me. But I love it. There's a lot of caretakers. My whole family is pretty much caregivers. My dad was a physician in the Philippines. And my mom, well, she's a businesswoman, but when we lived in Hawaii, she was a caregiver as well. And, you know, caregiver, take it down. Two parts, your care and a giver. Wow, what a character, right? That could be one of the couple of fruit of the Spirit, caring and giving and loving. What did God say in Galatians 5:22? The first thing he said is, this fruit of the Spirit is love. Because God is love, right? And so unconditional. Man, you don't hang out in you don't get love in all the wrong places. It's right here, right now, man. And when you get it, it's unconditional. God is so good. Yeah, you guys, hey, 10 weeks till Myrtle Beach. I'm so blessed. I'm starting to pack. Judy, you're laughing at me probably. But, yeah, it's very exciting because, you know, like I said, 2024, I traveled, man. I was from one airport to the other. And this year, we had the South Carolina gig, but this year I haven't really traveled much, except I went to Portland, and that's 2 hours away north from me. That's not much of a travel. I want to be in a tarmac, in an airport, in a plane, and just hanging out with God in my plane seat. But, yeah, 10 weeks, wow. Who would have thought? Thank you, Sakina and Ellen, for setting this up. And Mary, the GoFund thing. Wow, that's wonderful. Anyway, speaking of Mary, honey, I think I talked to you about 2 weeks ago, and I talked about people that came and gone in my Zoom fellowship. And I tell you, at times I'm so heartbroken. But why? I said, God, I'm complete person. I am your laborer. You're going to have to give me somebody who's just like me, the ones that are serious. And he's going to, yeah? It's just a matter of time. And I know there's a couple people in my Zoom fellowship right now that are sort of diligent coming, which is good. And I have no idea. I mean, like I said, you know, I'm blessed that I work at Costco because I call it my call center, right? But you know what? Just like Paul, okay, his call center was the Agora at the marketplace in Greece, where, you know, all the merchants came from all over the world. And then one day he got shipwrecked in the island of Malta. Again, there's a lot of you got shipwrecked and, you know, merchants from all over the world. And that's where the destinations was when you were witnessing to people and spreading the word of God. But, man, was that exciting. So I just think of Paul that way. And, you know, he was a lawyer by trade, right? And he gave that all up to be a laborer. And I'm like, well, I'm also a caregiver. And you know what? I managed a cardiology office for 25 years. So, like tonight, I was thinking a lot of people, like Carl Morton asked. And by the way, thank you so much, Carl Morton, for hosting. What a wonderful host that you are. You know, like, what's in your heart? So Carl Morton asked, what's in people's heart to share, right? Oh, my God, I think of it. I have so many, many, many. And having to manage a cardiology office, cardia, I think that's the Greek word for heart. I managed it for many, many years, and it was all good. And in the beginning, it was just me and my boss, my doctor who I was managing. And he would come to work, and he'd be all grumpy, and I said, Ron, what's wrong? Give me a smile. I didn't sleep at all last night. Why? Because I get called for some abnormal labs at 3 a.m. You know, there's nothing new under the sun, and I would manage him and get him straight. I mean, you get this all the time at 3 a.m. That's why you became the doctor. That's your calling. Yeah, but not like this. I'm getting old and weary, and I'm just taking care of people's hearts. Okay, let me sit you down. You come to work, and, like, you complain to me. There's nothing new under the sun. Don't you think I have enough stress taking care of your office? And he's like, well, you know, F, that's why I hired you. He said, because you're my punching bag. Oh, in that case, you have to pay me extra. You know, it's bad enough I have to work, and I have to, you take care of people's hearts, but I have to take care of their heart in a sense that I think I'm more of the doctor, because they'll call. I'm signing out at 5 p.m., closing the office. People call, and they're having chest pains. And you know what? You should pay me overtime, because this Mr. Chu, I talked to him last night for over an hour. I was signing out at 4:59, and I happened to pick up the phone. And he talked about how chest pain, and of course, I try to sound like a doctor and be like a doctor and trying to comfort him over the phone. And I said, did you take your nitroglycerin, Mr. Chu? Not really, but I think the heart pain is getting more intense. Okay, I cannot assess you over the phone. I want you to go to the emergency room. Okay, and then meet Ron there. Dr. Zito, my boss. Meet him there because he's always on call every night. Meet him there, and in the meantime, if you could find your nitroglycerin, that, you know, the heart pain, you would be able to alleviate that pain by yourself. I don't know if you did or not, but the next day I talked to him, and he thanked me. Oh, so he was still alive. Oh, thank God. I was giving free advice over the phone. But it's part of my job, and I love to do that. I also do it at at Costco, you know, just like Paul when he was at the Agora, he would spread the word. And you know, people, I would ask them, and I, mind you, I'm sampling the food, right? I'm giving them free food. Hey, sir, would you like the sample? And then they take the food, the sample. They don't even say thank you. I'm mumbling to myself, even small kids can say thank you. And then, so I reverse psychology and I said, oh, sir, thank you for sampling. Hope you liked it. Oh, yeah, thank you. Uh-huh. I have to remind you. So this is the world for you. It's really, really funny. And, you know, Mary, honey, I know where your heart is. We talked about this 2 weeks ago. People come and go in my Zoom fellowship. I used to have heartbreaks. I take it on my, how do you say it, shoulder. And finally, I said, you know what, God? If it's just going to be me and you fellowshipping in my Zoom for now, so be it. I mean, I want serious people like me, like Mary, like Shelley, like Carmorton, everybody here in the Zoom fellowship. Serious. Okay, dead serious. I mean, not dead, because God is life. And they're going to come. They're coming. And so, like I said, I'm working with a couple of people in my Zoom. So here's the thing. I need to pray about them because, you know, they belong to other churches, so they kind of bring their sharing about that. I just speak in tongues when they talk about it. But, you know, all said and done, I said, God, I'm just your mouthpiece. You are the heart changer and the heart nudger and also the heart tenderizer, Father. I talk to these people, but I really don't want to get upset or be heartbroken. I mean, how about somebody telling you, I've been a scientific all my life, and I just gather the facts, and that's how I make decision. Ooh, boy, what kind of an answer is that? And I'm thinking, one day soon, you're going to find out you're going to really need God. And I thought all this time, you know, it was all good, and just saying, oh, your interest is my interest, and blah, blah, blah. You come to fellowship, you come to the Zoom, you know, we've talked about this, and still, they go back to the old way. And, well, then I said, the thing is for me, my heart, okay, you guys, this is my heart about this. When people talk about those things, I just say, well, I planted a seed, okay? God is the one who's going to flourish that and make it grow in their lives because people have their own free will. And I definitely can't twist their arms around, right? I cannot. And God gave them that free will. That's the beauty of walking with God, you know. He gives you that freedom and that liberty. But you know what? Hey, some people, don't take advantage of it, okay? Once God has given that to you, realize. You know, he's showing you the truth and nothing but the truth. But again, everybody's different. People are people. People can disappoint. But one thing that's guaranteed, God never disappoints. Okay? Been through so many of my travels that I think you guys heard me when they left my luggage in Amsterdam when I was already in New Delhi. And I'm like, and then Sangit texts me, hey, who are you with? Oh, just me and my daddy. Oh, he started laughing and he goes, where's your luggage? Yeah, they said they only fly from Amsterdam to New Delhi once a day. Oh, yeah, you guys, I'm sorry. I'm not being judgmental. I don't think I'll ride REI again. It's the only airplane from Amsterdam to India. Well, maybe only that time that they did not include my luggage in my trip. But anyway, all said and done, that became a testimony because the next day, you know, I had to find my luggage, which I left like 2 a.m. in the checkout at the hotel in Gurgaon and then take a taxi to New Delhi. Here's a single woman at 2 in the morning, spoke no Hindi. Everything was sign language. I just kept telling the taxi driver, airport, airport. at least he understood me that part. And then he brings me to the people that are departing, where I should be an arrival so that my luggage I can claim that's hopefully arrived. Anyway, all said and done, got it. And I was one of the first ones to show up for our trip because we were going to Calcutta the next day. And, yeah, got my luggages and all of that. And you know what, you guys, it's so funny. When I travel, I say, yeah, I pack light. No, I don't. But really, God's been working in my life about this situation. And thankfully, the Myrtle Beach travel, it's going to be a hot weather, humid and, you know, summertime. Yay, I'll just pack like shorts and, you know, cute dresses and stuff and on my merry way. But then, again, you know, as a girl, I get girly. I have to have matching outfits. Come on now, you guys. It's a girl thing, but that's me. So very exciting, you guys. I am really envisioning more and more travels. And from my Zoom, Glenna comes, and she said, I've been telling them about envisioning about my Philippine laborers. She said she's never been to the Philippines. She's moving back here to Oregon from Texas again. I said, then, you know what, by that time comes, maybe you can come with me. Oh, heck yeah, I'm coming with you. I've never been to the Philippines. Yeah, I left when I was 11, and I really grew up in the States. My childhood years are, I grew up in Hawaii, and then from Hawaii, I went to the mainland, U.S. I was one of the first ones to leave. I told my mother, Mom, get me a one-way ticket. I'm going to the U.S. mainland. And then they followed me years later. So that was really exciting in Hawaii because my brother got witnessed to in the back of the bus. There was a guy who was in the wild field and witnessed to him. And from there, my brother witnessed to his family, which is only me and Mom are standing now. But I'm grateful. Bless my brother's heart. I'll see him again one day when Jesus Christ comes back. And that was the legacy that he left with our family. And I'm the one standing. And before he died, I told him, look, Edmund, look at your fruit. Ha-ha, it's your sister. You know, I'll see you up there, okay? Yeah, and he nodded his head because he couldn't really speak at the time. You know, and then he went. But, yeah, I think I told you guys, you know, I called Lawrence because when he got admitted to the hospital the first time, he was, the monitor had a flat line. And so I said, wow, this is a good opportunity for me to raise Edmund from the dead. And so they called me because I was next of kin. They called me, and then I called Lawrence. I said, Laura, I need your assistance. But he got, man, the doctors, the nurses, they were all amazed because from flat line, it had starting back to spike up. We had him several more months, you know, of his life. Wow, I get to practice raising somebody from the dead. And it very exciting to be a minister and a leader because I also, you know, what do you call this, casted out devil spirits. There was some experience that I've had. It was in my first time in a hotel room. I tell you, there were several lurking around. I named it from A through Z in that hotel room that night because she was my roommate. A through Z, you guys, I was so exhausted. By the time I got to the Z, I think I zoned out. I was so exhausted. But part of that, yeah, she got delivered, but I think there were some remnants still when we were still at the UK trip. But that was an experience. And I get so excited because, you know, where my heart is just walking with the Spirit. I'm out in the streets and I'm going, okay, God, who can I minister to or whatever? Just lead me to that. And that's the exciting part, you guys. You should be always be ready. Be prepared, because when God moves, he moves very swiftly, like I've learned when I went to India twice and in Nepal. Move with God, man, move very swiftly. And when he does move swiftly, boom, 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 he just goes. So I get your heart, Mary. You know, been there, done that too. I still get heartbroken, or I'm just like, wow, what a life of a minister. I talked to Lawrence about that twin. That's why I'm telling you, he says. I started out with nothing. You know, I also had to labor for that. But it's part of the learning process. Everything takes learning, right? It's a learning process to move with God, to labor for Him. But you know what? I would do anything for my father, because he does everything for me. And people, you know, and they invite him fellowship, and they go, well, I'll see if I come. I just mumble. I'm like, really? God makes time for you. Why don't you make time for God? Some of them, I will say, very direct and transparent. I can say it. Of course, they mumble back. Maybe they hate me after that. But you know what? You just got to be honest, because God is everything. And I'm also a living witness when I talk about testimonies and sharings and things like that. I can write a book probably. And it's very exciting, you guys. And that's my heart, where I just want to walk with the Holy Spirit. I just want to be there day in and day out, moment by moment walk. Because you know why? He walks with me moment by moment, even when I'm asleep. God knows, maybe I snore. I don't know. I sleep by myself. But I'm sorry, Mary, if we're going to be roommates in Myrtle Beach, I may just have to go in another room or sleep on the couch. I think I do snore. But anyway, sorry about that. So just forewarning you. Yeah, so that's where my heart, you know, what, like I said, when I worked at the cardiology office, I had talked to so many patients heart to heart. You know, that's the physical part of it. And I think, wow, what is God's heart towards us? The heart is a muscle. And I think sometimes, why did God place it right in the middle of your body? It's like the Grand Central Station, busy train, you know, like the blood goes in, goes out, and that's its job. And then also, it's a vital organ, because it's connected to other organs in our bodies, you know, just like our body in the church, right? I mean, one has to function right in order for everything else to function. If one is not doing well, it's going to affect the body. And one thing I learned when I was in the cardiology office, I mean, the heart is really the main organ, because when people go through major surgery, they have to ask the heart. They have to know the heart is doing well in order to do that surgery, the major surgery. And so it has a big job. What does it say in the word about the heart? Guard your heart with all diligence, because out of it comes the issues of life. Guard it, yeah. It's a very precious organ, and it's a muscle. And if you don't utilize it, it'll just atrophy, just like any other muscle in your body, right? It just weakens. And so exercise it, man. Yep. Yep, a merry heart doeth good like a medicine. That's another verse for you. I love that, because I like being merry. I like being funny. Yeah, merry heart doeth good like a medicine. I don't have to take medications to be funny and cheerful. I refuse. And anyway, that's my heart, you guys. My heart-to-heart talk with you. You ever need one, you can call me. We can have a heart-to-heart talk. This is, or if I'm not available, God is always available to you. You just call out and reach out to our Father. He's such a great, big, wonderful God. That's one of the things that I pray about. You know, that I know my relationship with God, that it's so tight-knit. You know, like I would imagine losing your luggages in a foreign country and you speak in the no language of that, really? But, you know, God said, Ethel, wake up at 2 a.m., check out of the hotel and go get your luggage. Took only half an hour. The whole entourage of REI Airlines came out, pilots, stewardesses, with my luggage coming from Amsterdam. It was wrapped in a saran wrap, right? And then they got me a taxi because I was in the international airport going to the domestic airport of India, and it takes another 20 minutes. Imagine if there was traffic. It could have taken me 2 hours. But, you know, that's God for you. And what a great experience. When I think about those things now, I said, wow, God has never left me, even if I'm in the middle of nowhere. That's an example. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. And then in situations, he's always got your back, you guys. I love it. Anyway, that's my heart today. And there's always going to be every single day. But my heart really is walking with the Spirit, man, moment by moment. This is what I'm learning in my life right here, right now. Even I have my own Zooms now. I'm a leader. Yes, I'm a minister. That's just a title. I didn't even know I became a minister until that was years ago when I went to the UK trip. And then it was Lawrence that prophesied over me. Oh, and I wasn't going, what the heck does he mean? And Danny told me I have a pure big heart. Oh, really? Well, gee, thanks. We get to Ireland. Vita Moore was the head of the Sisters Standing Strong. We were in Dublin, Ireland, and we were at a restaurant, and she announced, well, Ethel is a minister now. Oh, my God, where was my gown? The whole nine, there was no formal ceremony. It's only a title. You don't have to go through all the rigmarole. But in my heart of hearts, man, yeah, I'm a minister. I'm a leader for God because I love him. I love our Father. He'll do anything for me as I do anything for him. And make time for God. Okay? So guard your heart with all diligence because out of it comes the issues of life. That's it. Love you guys.
And we love you too. And thank you so much. Oh, this was a beautiful closing down. I mean, so many things, beautiful things we have heard tonight. How God blesses us, how God takes care of us, and how we are to, as you said, Ethel, guard our heart, because out of it is what our heart is full of. That also is our mouth running over with. So from what we heard today, our hearts are filled with the Word of God, and His love is just overwhelming. So thank you so much, each and every one of us, all you guys. Thank you for a wonderful evening, and it's been wonderful. Just received a message from Lauren saying, okay, please send our love and I will be on Zoom next week and people call me as usual. All right. So he's now being picked up and on the way from London. So he has been waiting there for an hour and a half because of traffic jam, probably from, towards London. So he's probably tired when he gets home. So give him a few hours rest and he will be back as we know him. So with that, who would like to close with a word of prayer, please? Who would raise a hand and close with a word of prayer. Anybody?
I will.
Go for it, ML.
Okay, thank you. By the way, Lawrence, I just got a text from him that he's on his way back from the airport now.
Yeah.
Bless his heart. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for Lawrence and Kim and each and every individual in this beautiful fellowship, and that it is you in Christ in us, and we are more than conquerors and blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavenlies. And we just know you, and we know the power of your Son's resurrection. So thank you that we walk on holy ground, that we walk on victory ground, and you always give us the victory, and you make known what is the sweet savor of your presence in us in every place. And bless each and every one of these individuals with just unique things that go straight to their heart and show them how dear they are to you. Thanks, Heavenly Father. Amen. In Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. Well, and thank you to you and to each and every one of you guys. It's been a wonderful evening, and I've been truly blessed, and I hope you have been too. So without more ado, I would like to thank you and wish you all a good afternoon, good evening, good night, and stay blessed and enjoy His grace.